good morning. Happy Monday. Welcome to the Nobody Likes Onions program. Why am I talking like Frankie McDonald? Welcome to the Nobody Likes Onions program. Today we're going to be... Do me a favor. Hit the like button. We got a big... We got a big Stuttering John show today. I was given an ultimatum. We got to go over this. Big ultimatum today from the likes of Stuttering John. And I've been putting this off a week. I didn't want to go hard today with the wall. Is the printer toner working? Yes. Yes. But I wanted to just deal with the ultimatum. You know, from Stuttering John. Because all he had to do was apologize and get into it. Look, the fact is, I haven't done anything to Kate Meaney or Kate Meaney's mom in a really long time. Quite a long time. And then Stuttering John, out of nowhere, comes out and goes, "You better leave Kate Meaney and her mom alone." And I'm like, "What? I'm not really talking about Kate Meaney and her mom." And he's like, "Yeah, you did. Yeah, you did. Look at this. Look at this. You tell me. You tell me who's angry. You tell me who's mad. Can we stop the music today? I don't want to get it, you know. We've got too much on a Monday. Listen to this shit."
Scumbag.
He's a scumbag. He's not a great guy. All right, so now we're going to talk about Vegas and Hackamania. And what's going to happen there?
Oh, this is what I wanted to talk about.
Oh, good.
When I go to Vegas,
listen to this. When I go to Vegas, Fatty Patty, listen to this threat.
I'm talking to you now.
Okay.
Patrick Melton. Yep. This is Stuttering John.
Yes.
And I'm talking directly to you.
No, he wasn't. This is on a show. And I don't watch a Stuttering John show. So how's he talking directly to me? To me?
If you say so.
Kind of.
Not really.
Stop talking about Kate Meaney. Stop talking about her mom.
Don't talk about her.
That's a warning.
John, this is Patrick Melton speaking. Yeah. I just want to say,
this is fucking stupid. See, this is the performative John, yeah, where he knows what he's doing.
This was literally weeks after anything. Again, Kate Meaney's like gone into hiding and stopped doing podcasts. There's nothing to make fun of Kate Meaney for anymore. She's gone back to the quiet life of being a waitress, which is where she belongs. We don't begrudge anybody working in their lane. You know, this is why we're not happy until Aaron Imholt has a job at Dairy Queen, serving it upside down right thick. You know what I mean? Like, it just... No, then we wouldn't make videos making fun of how, you know, Aaron makes a chili cheese coney. No, we'd be like, that's what he should be doing. We make fun of him doing radio. We make fun of him doing radio. Leave Kate Meaney and her mom alone. Leave Kate Meaney and her mom alone, or else what? I told you apologize by today, or your daughter'd be on the wall. Or else what? What's your? Leave her alone, or what? You're gonna come to Hackamania?
Kind of, a little bit.
He forgot to put his white knight helmet on.
Right, he's white knighting for Kate Meaney, but at the same time, ensuring that Patrick Melton's going to keep talking shit about Kate Meaney.
I mean, I'm not, but I'm really not. I'm not.
And her mom.
I support that.
Right, which is fine. It's fine. But this whole thing now where John acts like he's going to Vegas and he's serious. You got to meet my demands. Because if
not, he said he's already come out and said he's not coming to Vegas. By the way, it's like, which one is it?
There's gonna be some problems.
But we'll talk about it at Hackamania.
Yeah.
Okay. You and I are gonna talk about it. Remember last time I asked you to come outside? Maybe I'll catch you outside.
Okay. Catch me outside.
We'll see.
Catch me outside.
Right in the middle of the strip.
Just shut the fuck up about her and her mom. Okay? It's that simple.
Yeah, baby.
What's up with her mom?
Well, this goes on for a while. Well, her mom married a gay man, so there's that. So that's kind of funny.
It happens.
It happens from time to time. But this goes on for a while. He does the whole...
So did my wife.
I didn't want to say it. This goes on for a while. And he does the whole thing. It's like, beat me up. I'm a man. Yeah, I can take it.
We've heard it before.
Not an innocent young girl. And I don't know if he's trying to get...
KB did all this before he called her a whore. Leave Kate Meany alone. She's a child. It's like, what?
His dick wet. I'm sure he is. But he's also setting up Kate for a world of hurt, obviously. But this whole thing where he thinks, like, he asked him to go outside. We've seen the video of him versus Patrick Melton. John Scrappy-Doo getting security involved because he's making a big scene. And Patrick's just standing there just going, hey, man, what's up? What's going on?
I believe we're both outside. Are you enjoying the evening?
Well, I got bad news for you guys. I don't think the venue for Hackamania is a MGM property.
That's true.
So all bets are off.
Yeah, everyone will be there for this one. He also, John is so stupid. So someone just goes, hey, just so you know, when you say I asked them to go outside, that's the fake tough guy equivalent of winning a fight. That's
so what am I supposed to do? What am I supposed to do? You know, he threatens me and gives me ultimatums about a thing I'm not even doing. And then, you know, we all know what he did to me. We all know what he said to me. And I'm owed a giant apology for that. And he's not piped up. He's not apologized. And then I gave him a week to apologize to me. We all know when I make a threat, I keep it. The keen eye amongst you have already spotted it. Flimsy Greenberg, something looks a little off today. Something looks a little off today. Where's the wall? Oh, the wall's here. The wall is here. The wall's here. We did the wall. We did the wall. We have the wall. We're celebrating change today is what we're doing. We're celebrating change. Okay, so we have the wall. Don't worry about the wall. Don't worry about the wall. Jesus Christ. You think I'm not doing the wall? We're doing the wall. We're doing the wall. Behind me is a beautiful young lady. I just like people going, where's the wall? The wall's here. The wall's here. We've got a beautiful young lady behind us. She doesn't have a name because she's not a person anymore. She's not a person, but she blossomed into a beautiful person. And today it's a celebration of helping this young lady find her journey to her true self. Okay. That's what April's about. That's what April's about. And look, by the way, if John ever tunes in, we can just boop, make it go away again. Nothing here, officer. And then when they leave, yeah, party again. Party again. I hate not everybody got fooled by it. Stupid flimsy Greenberg. Looks like a green screen. Why does it look weird this morning? Shut up! Can we have fun? Can we have a little thing? You know, if we hear YouTube's coming over to check it out, we'll be like, nothing to see here, Miss Wojcicki. Nothing to see here, Miss Wojcicki. We don't make fun of anybody over here. Okay, coast is clear. That's how you do a green screen, Kevin Brennan. Imagine needing a green screen. Imagine needing a green screen. You can't make fun of her because she doesn't exist. This is my exact position with this wall. Imagine Stuttering John having to email YouTube and how confusing this conversation is going to go. No, he has a picture of my son on his wall. And they're like, where? All we see is a beautiful woman. No, he has a picture of that's my son. What? What? Also, we don't have a rule here at YouTube against sons on walls. Is that a rule I'm not aware of? Is that in YouTube? Is that in the YouTube bylaws? We're not allowed to have a son on the wall. You can't have your son on the wall. Anyway, we got the good news. I don't know if this has been leaked out yet. Stuttering John is going to be a grandfather. I think this is private news. I don't think he's shared this publicly yet, but we've heard it through the back channels. Stuttering John is going to be a grandfather. This is exciting news. He's really, really happy about it. And again, I just want to celebrate. I want to celebrate. I like helping people become the thing that they're meant to be. I like a journey. I like transition. I like chrysalis. I like the idea of a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful them, they, on the wall for all to see. Now, again, give me a heads up if John's coming in. We'll play like nothing's happening. What? No, we're doing news about trans people over in Iraq. But we'll have to do it. We'll have to do it. Anyway, look, you know, I love it. I understand what this means for me. Complete war. Destruction. I can't even imagine what's going to happen to me because of this. Because I put this boy on my wall. I can't even imagine what's going to happen to me because I put this beautiful boy on my wall. But we'll see. We'll see. I don't know. I don't really know. I was watching Steel Toe this morning. It's pretty dull. Pretty boring stuff. So I believe it or not, I don't think we're going to have to do any Steel Toe today. I think we completely could skip Steel Toe today. Lemmy makes a good point. This is transformative content. That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. It's transformative content. This is enough. This is enough. He's going to hate this. He's going to hate it. He's going to hate it. Melton's definitely not involved to invited to Belmont Tavern. What's Belmont Tavern? Is that his bar? I thought it was Stevie Tomatoes or something like that. Isn't this the bar in Cape Coral where John said that Carl was in there writing graffiti? I thought it was like Stewie Tomatoes. No Steel Toe on NLO is the day I prayed for, said FKA Mommy. I don't know if that's true. I don't know if we'll be able to do it. I haven't finished Nat Klo 2.0's amazing documentary about Steel Toe. I'd watch that. It's got some old footage. And then I was watching, you know, God bless Citizen M. He's got some great Steel Toe videos. Even from 6 months ago, what a different world this was. What a different Steel Toe we were dealing with. The confidence level. The ideas, what they thought. I don't know if Citizen M gets mad when I play his videos. I doubt it. Look at this. And again, definition of obsessive, the Citizen M guy. What was the one I was watching? Steel Toe fundraising show 5. I think it was episode 5, edition 5. Steel Toe telethon show 8. He's got 8 of these. The telethon shows. This one's the one I was watching. 5. Look at this.
We let it go all day. You guys contribute. We thank you for that. That's awesome. Now everybody's got...
By the way, they were 2 hours into their show today and it made like $50. They were 2 hours into the show today. You know... And they had just gotten below 300. And he's like, great news is now we're below 300. We can start heading for below 200. It's like he keeps doing these like weird little micro goals. Do you know what I mean? It's so he breaks the goal up into these little, like, if we could by 7 o'clock have it down to $250. $50 they made in the first 2 hours of the show. $300 they have to make in the second 2 hours of the show. You know? How's that work? How does that work? It was almost 6 a.m. I was getting ready to come up and do the show. He's like, it's great. We're now below 300. You know what that means? We can head for below 200. Oh. And then let me guess. If we're below 200, we can head for below 100. I mean, are you a kindergarten teacher? This is insane to behave like this. Hello.
Absolutely not. You started this with, you're not going to talk about it. You're not going to talk about it. Are we clear?
Is this FKA mommy? Well, now we're doing steel toe. Now we're doing steel toe because FKA mommy is so angry about it. She's called in. So now I feel like all we'll do today is steel toe. All we'll do today is steel toe. For all I give a fuck. I don't really care. I don't have a dog in the fight.
Got to pitch in and we're going to have to knock out $235 in about 6.5.
He said it again today, like, help keep us on the air. What's it like to have a show that's in perpetual panic? What's it like to have a show that every day you have to tell your audience, like, help keep us on the air? Help keep us on the air. I don't know how we'll do it. I don't know how we'll do it. You know? We're not making, you know, if you guys don't, I got to get that calico cut pants sketch and cut it up. I got to get that calico cut pants. You got to give. We need all those clips. You got to give. It only works if you give. Steel toe only works if you give.
To 7 minutes. So let's fire up the music. We'll play this two or three times through.
Two or three times through. Look what we've done to this show. Don't ever forget it. First was the Shaka. Okay? First was the Shaka. Then they went to the gospel music. Then they went to the wrestling, Real American music. Then they got rid of the offering plate. Then they brought the offering plate back. Then they got rid of the offering plate. They can't figure it out. Two grown adults who, again, claim to be professionals doing it for a living, can't figure it out. They cannot figure it out. Why can't we get this? Why can't we seem to nail the business model for this show?
We'll take out the offering plate. Here it is. Fill that up. Ones, fives, ten.
Fill it up. Again, like, who told him this is a good idea? No, you'll have a bowl, and you ask for money to go into this fake bowl. Oh, no, that'll be a cool bit. Hello?
I love steel toe. Keep it up, buddy.
Okay, thank you. That's 1-4 steel toe, 1 against FKA. What do you say about that? What do you say about that? Flat Cat was bitching about the Steel Toe Media Show coverage as well. Look, everyone's allowed to bitch about anything they want to. Keep it to yourself. Keep it to yourself. Why am I not in the corner here? Why am I not in the corner of this screen? You see what we've done? We start playing with graphics. Nothing works. Oh, no. Oh, no. Where am I? Does anybody know where I went? Mini Patrick. Where's Mini Patrick? Well, I guess I don't get to be on screen anymore. Ever? Wow. It's just broken today? It's just broken today. Okay. Huh. If I can't be on the screen screaming while you guys are on the screen, I might as well leave today. We might as well already go. Now, why wouldn't this work? Is this a good show? That's my question to you people. Is this a good program? All right, we fixed it. Jesus Christ. I've got the sweats this morning. I don't know what's going on. I might be coming down with a plague or some sort of swine flu. Panhandler can eat my ass. Along with what's her name? Dipshit. Hey, Reels gets to pick a square. That's $100. Wow. Wow. Waver, hi, Pat. Thanks for keeping it real. Stuttering Rudy says, great way to start the week. Lots of fun to come. Very transformative. This is Sparta. That is correct. That is correct. Donkey Kong Kongington. Thanks a lot for the steel toe. Mommy, dang it. Yeah, this is good. You're so lost, Patrick. You are not wrong. This is not going well for me today. We should just quit. This is bad. Is this a bad show? Are we doing a bad program? Gregory B, member for 10 months. How much to flip a square on the 20 tranny picture? We're doing, they're $100 squares. You know, hopefully it lasts a month. That's the idea. It's a slow burn. And again, thanks to today's executive producer, Brian Johnson. You might know him as Steve Dave. Steve Dave. You ever seen Mallrats? No? Me neither. Me neither. It's an obscure film from the 70s involving a film student named Kevin Smith. Thank you to everybody on the list today. This, again, is the March list. We're starting the April list today. Reels is going to be the first one on the old April list. And that's going to be a square. What square, Reels? What square number, Reels? Are we going to? You're going to be the first one to do this. Over here. What do we flip? What do we flip first? She's never going to be the same, this girl. She's never going to be the same. You know, once we start doing this. And who knows what's on the other side. And just like an actual trans person in the middle of transitioning, it's going to be gross. It's going to look weird for a while. It's going to look like some sort of mixed... gross guy. Everybody has a square except Reels. Reels will not name a square. Reels, what's the square? What's the square? What's the square? Reels left. Reels is one of these guys who throws money at the show and then he just leaves. Enjoy the 100. Peace. Peace. Oh, he is here. He is here. Pick a number. 1 to 32, Reels. 1 to 32. She's never going to look the same.
Again.
23, he says. 23 says Reels. Let's have a look at the old board. Whoa. It looks like our girl has a bit of a Hitler mustache. That's what it looks like. It looks like our girl has a little bit of a cleft palate. Hitler mustache going on. That's going to be interesting. It's going to be really interesting to see how the turntables. That was a crazy square to pick. Look at her. Look at her. She's already hideous. One square. You turned around one square. She's already hideous. You know? And everybody's making fun of my back fat. Everyone's making fun of my back fat already. Come on. Grow up. I have back fat, front fat, top hat, bottom fat. Top hat, bottom fat. That sounds like an old revival song from the old days of yore. Anyway, thank you. Thank you. Bob's Fly Baby says every show about Steel Toe is terrible. Nikki says reels, reels, reels. That is true. Ricky Bev, I'm not gay, but I love you more and more each day. Come on. Come on. And look at this. Here's what's funny. Here's what's funny. DK just gave $100 and says square 23. That one's already picked. Do we flip it back now? Hold on. DK, are you paying to turn her back to a girl? Or do you want to pick a different square, DK? You know, I get this is going to turn political now. People are going to pay to flip her back. And then this could be the real battle. Ruining this beautiful girl's Reels already grabbed 23. Flip it back. Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. That's what I'm thinking. Like we have two camps of people who can't stop trying to flip her back and forth and back and forth. Back and forth. 22 might show her the show the Hitler mustache a little more. DK says, hell no, flip over 14. What's 14? Well, that's going to be her eye. That is, Shashay, your eye. Anybody know the movie? Anybody know that's True Grit? God, look what you've done. Look what you've done to it. I didn't know this, and I didn't do this on purpose, but like the parts are lining up. The parts are lining up. I flip over the lip, it's a lip. I flip over the eye, it's the eye. This just looks like this looks like the Truman Show when Truman would cut out pictures of girls he liked in magazines and glue them together to try to get it to look like that one girl he liked. Look how fucked up this thing looks. It almost looks as bad as the real one. It almost looks as bad as the real one. Gross ass bitch. John's gonna lose his mind, but again, I this is beautiful to me. This is beautiful to me. Helping this disgusting, gross thing become the man she was meant to be. So this is to be celebrated and not vomit-inducing one bit. Everybody, shut up. This is very cool.
This is FKI Mommy. And who the fuck you think you is? Me and my little nigglets over here twerking to No Steel Toe Mondays, and your hunchback ass gotta fuck with the vibe. I'm about to go make that money stepping on big ballers' nuts for pleasure.
I too like my balls stepped on.
You're calling down the fury of Hitman Dan and his herpy wife, Patrick. No, 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 no. This is a celebration. This is a celebration, goddammit. This is happiness. Again, we can make this all go away. Now, where am I? Now, where am I? Where did I go? Maybe this is a true improvement on the program right here. This is the best thing we ever did as a show. We'll just leave it like this. Patrick, we don't need no stinking Patrick. I don't know. Hold on, and then... I don't know. I don't even know how my own thing works. It's too much. Okay, I wasn't expecting this to go this fast. Chill with your hundreds. Let's draw this out for the month. I don't want, you know, that's funny. Looking at this girl with a cleft palate and a weird eye. Let's not rush this thing. We got a beautiful weekend to get through.
Tens, fuck, hundos at this point. We're trying a new format where there's no e-begging during the show, and we just do it here. The links are in the chat. Here we are, 235 away.
My favorite part is every day. Okay, with the hundreds. They're pouring in. I'm not even kidding you. Behind the scenes here, the hundreds are ripping in. You gotta. This wasn't a, I need to go to Bermuda today. Give me $1,000. This is supposed to be a slow burn bit. You guys aren't supposed to have this much money. It's the first of the month. That's why, huh? Government checks are in and stuff. Y'all got the bubble box to spend.
Starting us off right off the bat with $10 says, so you don't have to suck off Kumia. I don't think he's in any health to be sucked off right now.
Yeah, he can't take the stress on his system.
He can't take me sucking him off at the moment. So there's that. 225 away. Streamlabs, PayPal, and Venmo are the quickest ways to do it. 225 away, the only e-begging of the morning. Make me look like an asshole for doing it the way I've been doing it, and prove me wrong that we have to do it that way. This is your chance. It worked yesterday, but let's be honest.
I love that he spins the plate, he's tossing it around.
That was all David Chandler. Now it's going to have to be a team effort. Everybody throw into...
Fucking Johnny, I'm telling you, man. I'm telling you.
This offering plate here, and let's get this thing done. Shut the F up. Karen says, wow, that's a big one today. Sorry, the economy sucks so bad.
And what are they at? Somebody said they're still at 275 for today. We might get a good one today.
At everyone paycheck to paycheck. Look.
Yep.
I know. I
love that Citizen M makes the background a Confederate flag. Just a subtle testament to the racism. It's a nice touch.
Look, I'm the one who has to, you know, bang the drum every day to try and keep us on the air. So
he thinks it's a drum.
Oh, believe me. I get it. But let's keep this upbeat. Everybody just fucking rally. Don't even think about it. Throw money at Steel Toe.
By the way, can someone do this for me? Every time I see that photo, it makes me... You know, it's behind me, so I don't have to look at it. It's jarringly gross now. I mean, before it was a disgusting, hideous shell of a person that they could be. But now that they're transitioning, it's hideous. It's fucking hideous to look at. When it comes up on my screen and I have to stare at it, ugh. Ugh. I mean, that's gruesome. That's graphically gruesome to stare at. It looks like a caterpillar is crawling up into her nostril. She looks like Hall and Oates at the same time. I'm not going to lie. It's weird. That's fucking weird. That's some trans visibility for you, huh?
I met her in a club down in Old Soho where they drink champagne and it tastes just like Coca-Cola, C-O-L-A
cola.
She walked up to me and she asked me to dance. I asked her name, said in a dark brown voice, she said, "Daddy, I'm about to unleash an abomination from my corrupted womb."
Connor says, "Don't play the music. Don't flip anything. Just play the music." JK9. Connor. Dan G says, "Happy April 19." Dan G. Oh, no, my pen's out. My pen 15 stopped working. I don't have another pen here. How am I going to? Okay, there we go. Dan G. Hold on. We got 9. We got 19. And 9. And again, like I said, it's just coming in. Drive by wants 15. 15, 9, and 19. 15, 9, and 19. What's it going to look like? What's it going to look like when I finish this? Jesus Christ. I don't even know what to say. That is. It looks like he's. At this point, is it a she or a he? At this point, is it a she or a he? I don't even know what to call it. I don't even know what to call it at this point. Other than beautiful and true. True. True, true booty. Oof. Hashtag wood, people are saying. Both W-O-O-D and W-O-U-D. That's $500. Again, this is 2 days of Steel Toe's goals. That's why it's funny. Do you understand that's why it's funny? Fuck. Steel Toe's over there like, "Everybody kick in $2. That'd be very cool." Meanwhile, you're over here like, "Can I see a cleft palate for $100? I mean, what are we doing? What is this? That's gross. That looks like George Michael had surgery and it went horribly wrong. Horribly wrong. $500 to shut her down. Time to shut her down. I'd be happy to leave her like this. I mean, I'd be happy to leave her like this. Are they ever really done anyway? Are they ever really done? Are they ever fully transformed? I don't think so. And again, I wish I could tell you they were done coming in. I wish I could tell you we were done for today. We're not. We just have to keep watching. Steel Toe in between to upset FKA Mommy, we're not going to do a lot. I'm just doing it to, I'm chipping you now. Are you, Is my sticker coming off the boot for this? Are we going to lose? This turn is painful. I think she's beautiful. There's definitely not more pain in those eyes than the ones that were before. And you know what's great? Again, Stuttering John is going to be a grandfather. This news is not public yet. Stuttering John's going to be a grandfather, and I think it's awesome that his beautiful daughter could become a man so that she could give birth to a... I think the path that his beautiful son went on to become a man to give birth... Hold on, because his daughter became a man and then got together with a man who became a daughter. And then the new daughter is a man. The son's pregnant with the wife's sperm. I really do. I feel like Knight could have saved a lot of trouble by just dating this dude. Both of them transition. You know that? When a man becomes a woman and then a woman becomes a man and then those two people get together, it's like, couldn't you guys have just not done a body swap? You know? And now the son's pregnant with the sperm from the wife? No, it's fine. It's normal. It's beautiful, healthy, normal stuff.
Just start throwing. We got a long ways to go and only a few minutes to do it. Looks like we got 5.5 minutes and we're 225 away. I appreciate everybody who watches the show, but it's the ones who contribute to it that truly...
Yeah, straight the hard way. That's what the Dabbler said. They went straight the hard way. Like, what the fuck?
Keep it on the air.
Why are you picking out a perfectly straight couple? You're right, Douglas. You're right. They're just a normal couple of kids trying to start a family.
So let's make it go. Come on. Let's at least put in let's put up a fight today. We got about 5 minutes before this thing runs up. Sid Seraph with 20 says, let's go. There you go, buddy. Thank you, Sid, for jumping in. Just a few more of those. 210 away. 210 away from doing it. Streamlabs, PayPal, Super Chats, memberships. No e-begging during the show. Just the last few minutes.
Don't you love how many iterations of this idea he's been through? Remember when he was going to not beg the whole show? The whole show he was not going to beg. We'll just beg at the end. That lasted like a week. He's like, yeah, we tried that. We don't make any money that way. That's why we have to go back to begging the whole show. That way, sometimes we make money.
Will it work and will we get to overtime today? There's hundreds of you in here. It'll only take a couple of you to really knock this thing out. PayPal empty. Streamlabs empty. Venmo empty. Let's get moving. The links are right there in the chat.
He always acts like the problem is people can't find the links. Guys, the links are there. Guys, they're in the chat. The links are pinned. Guys, can you not find it? PayPal, Squeebidee.
All right, fire it up again.
I'd kill myself.
And with 4 minutes left, this will most likely be the last run of this. 205 away. Eat, Pray, Love says, I need to become a member anyway. This is a good show, not going to lie. You know what's funny about that? You started off hating this program. And now...
The text says this was a troll account deleted by the end of this edit. Like, what the fuck? Aaron can't stop taking it. You know what's funny? You used to hate this show, but now you're a real Steel Toe fan. Sorry, but if you watch long enough, you're going to become one of the Toe Boys. That's just a fact. That's just a fact.
Now you're entertained by it. I feel good when I can turn people like you. That
hurts.
You're the kind of fan I like the most. All right, guys, 3 minutes to go. Let's see if we can get a little rally going here. 175 away.
I love that he spins it. It's like a sign spinner on the side of the road.
Exactly 2 minutes to go. 2 minutes left in the little e-beg session here. Are we going to do a half hour of overtime today, or are we knocking off early? Remember I said no mentioning the goal during the show, and I don't now. The last 2 days I haven't. But if it stops working, that means business is not good. And if business is not good, show can't go on. So we're...
If you don't give, that means business is not good. And if business is not good, that means show can't go on. If show can't go on, you know that would mean April got to paint valves. And if April got to paint valves, that means April's shoulders hurt. And if April's shoulders hurt, I can't get in my scoobly-doo-bly-doo. Again, we just rescued April from a factory. And the reason there's so much pressure on this show is for April. All this pressure goes away if April gets a job. Can I be clear about that? Mubi makes plenty to support himself without e-begging. Now that April's involved, though, he has to give April 50 grand a year of your money. It's a lot of money to pay a bitch to lay in bed all day and not mail stuff out. Again, it's like Aaron just has a personal assistant. Let me just have a woman that lays in bed and does 3 shows a week and gets 50 grand a year to bring me hash snacks.
We're gonna, there's a lot riding on this one.
Oh, shit.
175 away. Here we go.
What's riding on it?
Streamlabs, PayPal, Super Chats, membership. Eagles of America with $5 says my favorite panhandler. Thank you, buddy. 170 away, and we've got a minute 20 to go. 170 and a minute 20 left. Friendo says hard fail. Oof. We've got 1 minute left. Come on now. Fill this offering plate up. 15 seconds left and a whopping 165 away from today's goal.
Chandler.
It looks like we are going to come up way short. I told you that, look, you guys want me to,
I told you. You guys want me to not beg the whole show? I told you. You guys said don't beg the whole show. I told you. If I don't beg the whole show, I don't get $300.
Not mention it during the show, but if I don't, we miss by 160 a day. I'm going to see 160 or 160 a show. That's like 1,000. Yeah, we'd be out of business in a month for sure.
Yes.
If we did it that way. We failed. We bombed no matter how good the show is. That's kind of what I was trying to communicate.
The better the show is. Again, here's some cope. What I've noticed is the better our show is, the least money we get.
When people were like, well, just don't mention the goal ever.
That's not how it works.
And I'm like, I can't. I'm sorry. Yes, I know the show is good.
Guys, I know the show's amazing. I know it's fucking awesome. But, actually, Hamilton had the same problem when it first came out on Broadway. They used to let people in for free. And at the end of the show, they'd say, please give whatever you thought it was worth. And nobody would give. And we were like, this is the number one musical in the country on Broadway. Why won't people give it money? And then it got explained to me that it's because we're too good. Things are going too well, and you'll never make money like that. And then he sat me down and showed me a little film called The Producers, and I was like, that Bialystock has it right. You've got to lose money, or else there's no... Remember he told us this about his company last week. You actually want your company to lose money. That's called business. It's writing stuff off. You actually need your company to lose money. That's a good take.
Yo, this is FKA Mommy. You cannot break a person that gets their strength from God. I'm only here because nothing from TSN to look at. I don't really do anything for your show, but I'll continue doing nothing for your show if you keep watching Steel Toe.
Wow.
FK, Amami, go away. I love it when Patrick covers me. Oh, cover me, boy. Cover me good. Cover me so completely that I can't breathe anymore.
Cover me, boy.
Stow it to you, monster. You're destroying my baby boy girl.
You're destroying my baby boy girl. You're destroying my baby boy, girl. Now, look, Panhandler wants number 27. What's that going to do? What's that going to do to our image? 27. Oh, that's going to be the chin? Oh, no. Oh, no. I'm sorry. This person on the wall looks like they're going derp, derp, derp. It's not going to look good when I do this chin. It's not going to look good. Oh, fuck. It's a goatee. It's a goatee. It's worse than I thought. It's a goatee. It's a goatee. I can't. It's got a little goatee now. The great thing about it now is like it's unrecognizable, right? Like, the good news is nobody can get mad at this anymore. This is not a person. This is whatever you want it to be. This is whatever you want it to be. It's just a grotesque human being on a wall.
What up? What up, FK and Mommy? Here. I give so much money to this show. It would be a shame if I had to do less for you, fucker. Emma scraped this NLO sticker off my cracker stomping boot if you don't stop playing this steel toe shit. Shuli Network for life.
Hey, buddy.
Shuli Network for life. Oh, God. Oh, God. I don't know what to say about it, really.
Hey, boo, it's FK Miami here. I'm online all the time because my hubby is on a lot of business trips, not cheating on me.
Jesus.
I'm not dumb. Anyway, gotta go. Shuli Network for life.
Why is she getting so much hate? Why is everybody piling on FK Mommy tonight? This is rough. This is rough. Gary Coe, member for 12 months. Thank you. Says, it's safe to say there will be no copyright strikes for the music. You're goddamn right. You're goddamn right. And believe me, I got more music queued up. I pulled more music for this bit. We'll change it. You know, these are the old ones that we had for Joey C's daughter. But I got new music queued up for this. Remember this? Right? We got that. We got this one. This is a good one for Trans Nation. Is it playing? Why isn't this one playing? Oh, this one's not synced yet. It's Changes by Tupac. Anyway, we got a lot of music queued up should this bit go on for much longer. Don't worry about it. I think I know what the pick is, and I'm going to keep it myself, but Jesus stuttering John's going to go ballistic. I mean, there's no reason to go ballistic here. Again, we're celebrating beauty, truth, what is. That's what we're doing over here, just so you know. Knight looks like guy in RoboCop who fell in acid. That was Terminator 2. Painkiller, remember for 5 months. Dude looks like a lady. Yow. Yow, yuck, uck, a cow. Dunna, dunna. My thoughts exactly. Kelly Jean, remember for 9 months. If he pays April and he makes less, does he have to pay less child support? Or does her money get taken into account too? I don't think her money matters for child support, which is why he might, you know, pay her like a shell company. Who knows? So Patch Greta Knight. Greta Knight. Look at that. Look at that. You can see her starting to really become the boy she's meant to be. You can see it. The eyes, the soul patch, the mustache. These were all there from birth, but you couldn't see them because this beautiful, beautiful girl was ruining the visage of everything that she could have been. She should have been. Anyway, moment of silence, moment of silence. Oh, no. Reels is back again. Saying number six. Number six. And that's going to be... That's... Okay, everyone's gonna stop making fun of my hunchback. No more making fun of my hunchback. That's rude. It's mean. Whoa. Whoa. Knight's hair looks like a spider's nest. Do spiders have nests? Do spiders have nests? Can I talk about something that, first of all, every one of these sheets that gets flipped over, that's a dead pixel, okay? That's a dead pixel. You guys want to, I'm sick and tired of getting made fun of for the hunchbacks and the dead pixels. These are dead pixels. These are dead naming dead pixels. These are pixels, and once we flip them over... And this beautiful woman starts to become the beautiful man that she is. Those are dead pixels. Those are dead. Greta is dead to us. Long live the night. Long live the night. Can anyone answer a question for me before I move on with the show today? Because I saw a commercial that upset me. What's Cheetza? What's Cheetza? I need an answer. I put up with the stuffed crust. I put up with the KFC double down. This chicken sandwich with no bread. What's the Cheetza? What's the Cheetza? Have you seen this? I saw an ad for it. They're making pizza on top of chicken. Who's this for? Where you can't decide whether you want cheap pizza or fried chicken. So now they're making pizza on top of fried chicken? What you want in your fried chicken is tomato sauce, cheese. It's trans food. Holy shit, Cardiff's kids. It's trans food. That holy shit. It's trans food. It doesn't even make sense. Cheetza. Is there a commercial? This is in my timeline. I think they think I would like this. I think they think I'd be into it. Let's get that weird food reviewer kid. No. It doesn't make any fucking sense. It's in Jamaica. It's in India. It's in Arabia. KFC chicken pizza. Cheetza.
Testing.
Okay, well, this guy's getting a sub. Already this guy's getting a sub. What makes these guys start YouTube channels? This guy's got 1.5 million subscribers. He's in a KFC parking lot going, testing, 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 testing. 1.5 million subs.
Testing. Hey, Colonel Zaddy. I am reporting to you live from Orlando, Florida. We are at KFC, the home of the chicken that was...
This guy might need be a new guy. I clicked on a random cheat video, and this guy might be a new guy. Holy shit. Holy shit.
Fried in Kentucky. KFC just released the cheatsa. You might be thinking, Timmy, what is that? It is literally a...
What is that? There it is. There it is. What are we doing?
Blob of fried chicken with pizza toppings on it. Pizza sauce, cheese, and pepperonis. And it came out literally today, so I'm going to be one of the first people on this planet of...
Is this Knight Melendez? Is this Knight Melendez? Holy shit. It's not a hunchback, it's just back fat. It's a little of each. We're going to have to do a biopsy and find out. I'm going to get it drained. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about me. We'll get it drained.
Batman, it's me, your dad. John. Oscar is still the number one son. Until he's gay, then he's out. I only pretend to care about you freaks and abominations in order to seem like a better man. I saw on Reddit that you have a butt baby going inside you.
Whoa.
Send me a pic of it when it hatches.
I too have a butt baby growing inside of me.
I too have an appointment with a butt baby.
FKL, mommy here. You better get my face off that wall, you dumb bitch. Shuli Network forever. I love Kevin Brennan. He's so dreamy.
Hey, buddy.
I disavow FKA mommy.
Hey,
keep
buddy.
Keep up the good work, buddy. Love you.
Hey, buddy. Hey, buddy. I queefed in my dad's face, remember, for 4 months. So patch Greta Knight. Two short long dogs. Am I the only one who's confused that she became a gay man only to get pregnant? Is that gay stuff? Queer stuff. It's hard out here for a straight trying to get money to flip over square eight. It's hard out here for a straight.
Earth to review it, to put the cheetah into this mouth hole. And I'm going to let you guys know if it's worth trying. I'm also going to be trying Taco Bell's new Chris.
I know this is morbid. I know this is morbid and dark and inappropriate. And these are the thoughts that nobody should ever say out loud. This is the kind of gay guy, like, I would buy a ticket to watch get beat up. Does that make sense? Look, I don't want anybody to get hurt, for real. But this is the kind of guy I would pay to watch die slowly. To just be beat to death. And I know that's a hate crime. That's a hate crime. You can't do that. But in the same vein that I like, you know, like when you see like a beautiful, entitled blonde woman who's never been told no in her life. And you love watching her whole night get ruined by something. You ever see this? You see like a woman at a bar getting kicked out or told she has to leave or told her party has to leave or like she gets hit by a man. I love a woman who's never had a challenge in her life being hit by a man. I love that. You know, when Snooki got fucking punched in the face by that guy at the bar. Mwah. And again, should you hit a woman? No. That guy should go to jail. He's a maniac. But there's a moment. There's a moment when you're like, Snooki's an asshole. She mouths off to everyone. She thinks she runs the world. She's never faced adversity. She's never really been told to shut up. She gets to mouth off to anybody with no consequences. Woo! When that dude wound up and punched her in the jaw and she fell off that stool and she, and they always just hold their jaw going, oh, it's like, yeah, oh yeah. That's the world. That's the world men live in every day of their life. You can get hit for something. So again, is it right? Should that guy not go to jail? No, no, no. You should never hit anybody. You should never hit anyone. I'm just saying, if you're going to watch somebody get hit, there's two things in my sick head that I love. I love someone who's never been hit, who thinks it's not possible that they'll ever be hit, being hit. That's usually like a woman. Like, again, should you hit women? No. No, you shouldn't. But a woman who thinks like it's impossible that anyone would ever do that to her, just getting jaw-jacked, is fucking hilarious. It's because it always, just always, I can't even believe that just happened. Oh, it's like, it's so good. Mwah. The turn. Melton is a proud boy. No, no, no. And then like a gay guy, like a helpless gay guy, like a guy who's not offending anyone. He's not trying to be controversial. He's not doing anything that deserves any kind of hate at all. He's just being nice. It's like, it's the same. It's whatever it is in me that, like, I think how you play Grand Theft Auto is walk up to strangers and hit them. That's my favorite thing in the game. It's my favorite thing in the game. Walk up, pretend like you're walking normal down the street, and then somebody walks by you, and you just jack them. And they go, and they run. Sometimes they say something like, that's rude. And then they run away. It's so funny. I don't know why, but this little fruity gay guy, like, in the parking lot going like, we're going to go in and have some KFC. We're about to go in and try a new KFC chicken pizza. I'd love like a redneck to come along in a loud pickup truck and just take a metal bat to his head. I was just watching the cheats. I was just going to go in and talk about the cheats. And he's just bleeding out with his brain on the ground. Psychopath? Yes. Yes. The thing is, I never act on any of this. Do I think this is funny? Yes. Yes. I don't know why. I do think it's sick of me. It's sick. If this guy got just beat down. I was just going to review the pizza. What the fuck?
Crispinata, chizza crispinata, where are these words coming from? It's basically a crispy chicken empanada, but it sounds like it could mean crispy anaconda or crispy Ariana.
See what I mean? Like, he thinks he's so cool and fun. It would just be great. It would just be great.
And I'm trying it because I missed it when it came out like a couple weeks ago.
So I'm here to try it. Ow! Why did you do that? Just ow! I just want to hear him in that voice. Ow! What the fuck? We were just covering the chicanada.
Go, and I've been wanting to try it, and I'm like, okay, why not try two things today? But the main event is the chizza, so that's why we're here first. I'm never going to make you guys wait to see me devour a big blob of chicken. But before we get started, guys, give this video a big thumbs up if you're enjoying it. It's the easiest way to support little old me and my whole career. Also, subscribe if you're new here. I make food content, fast food content, restaurant food, hotel food. It's a great time. Anyways, let's enter the drive-thru and experience exactly what Zaddy Colonel Mustard wants us to.
Zaddy Colonel Mustard. See, now don't you want him to get hit?
He wants us to eat the grease girl. Can I get two of the cheetahs?
No, they're not out yet.
They're not out yet? When did they come out?
What did they? It's 26. I think it's the 3rd.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
You wanted one bad, huh?
Yeah. Thank you anyways.
All right. Thank you.
Have a good day.
Sorry about that.
Imagine going in the drive-thru for KFC, ordering a pizza, and them telling you they're not out yet. And then you have to leave the drive-thru because they're like, do you want anything else here at KFC? And they're like, no. No. Your chicken's gross. Your chicken is gross, and we came here just to try the new thing. Oh, do you want... some fingers or original recipe? Nope. Nope.
No, it comes out today, like 100% girl. Hold on, let me park and Google this thing. I was right, guys. KFC tweeted that they are available now. So I guess we're going to go to a different KFC and hopefully they will have it.
I wish you would have went and argued with them. No, it's out today. Make it. No, it's out today. You're lying. The website says it's here today.
Okay, guys, I am here at the second KFC location, and they have a huge cheetah poster right on the window. So I'm taking that as a good sign that my greasy queen will be here for me. And I am getting two because I'm bringing one home to my bae.
Again, I don't know this guy or wish any harm on him, but he's so happy and oblivious to everything. Wouldn't it be great to just watch him bleed out? He's so happy and like... Anyway, I'm at my second KFC of the day, and I am getting a cheetah to bring home to my bae. Don't you just want him to get pummeled? Wouldn't that be so funny to just watch this guy get murder beaten? Does anyone deserve it more? Does anyone deserve it more? Walking through this earth like this, with this mentality. Yay! Yay! I do. I want him to just get drugged out of his car and kickboxed.
No, thank you. Can I get two of the cheetahs?
Special, right? The
cheeserito? The
cheetah? Cheeserito? Is that a thing? He ordered that and they said, cheeserito? Is that a thing at KFC? They really are blending together, the KFC, Taco Bell's. Cheeserito? This new Melton scares me. I mean, just don't ever be this fucking... It's not the gay, it's the flippant attitude to, like, people skipping through the earth thinking nothing bad can happen to them. I love that. I love tripping that guy. I love it. I love it. If you don't like seeing a kid drop a full ice cream cone on the ground... You give a kid an ice cream and it just falls, and then their whole world, just their whole the moment before they start scream crying, that moment where they're like inhaling the scream. Oh, that's my favorite. I live in that split second where the ice cream falls and they realize it and it ruins their right there. Pause. I want to live in that. I want to live in that moment. I just love people getting their whole fucking lollipop licked. That's what I love. I love karma coming along. Not even karma. Just a seagull of life coming along and shitting in your hair. I love that. You're having a great time.
Guys, it's like a chicken pizza.
Yeah, my special.
Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah.
You want that small or regular?
Oh, regular?
Two sizes. You want two of them?
Yes, please. And a Diet Coke, a large Diet Coke.
What is your order for today?
Yes.
KFC doesn't have Coke. They have Pepsi. Stock ticker symbol, yum.
I have two regular cheeserita and a large Diet Coke.
Okay, thank you so much. Okay, wait, is the name Cheeserita? Is it also an Enchirita, Enchilado, Burrito? I don't know.
It's a Cheeserito.
What the name is? It comes in regular and small. What is it, from like a tiny chicken and a big mamacita?
Hello.
2426, baby.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I'm so nervous. Why am I so nervous? They actually have it, guys.
Somebody said, pretty sure he's driving a Lexus. What a freeze frame. What a freeze frame. Ugh.
By the way, if my lips look really extra crusty and dusty, it's because they are. They're like super dry, especially like underneath. I think it's because I went to Universal and it was kind of cold and my lips just went. They said a moisture. We don't know her. Thank you so much. Have a good day. Here they are. It feels very heavy. It smells like tomato, bellissimo. Let's see how.
Again, where's a violent active shooter when you need one?
Oh, it looks guys.
Oh!
Did they really just send over some cheese and pepperoni from KFC for this?
Hey, boo, FK Miami here. Pay attention to me. I'm here for attention. I promise to chat the most, hit the like button the most, give the most money. Give me what my husband can't. Please, I'm begging you, boo. I need to fill the void.
FKA Miami? I love that. I love that. Apar, you're so wrong. This dude is all man, 8 inches soft.
Huh? Oh, my God. This Cheez-A Twink is making me wet. Look at that full beard. The testosterone to have real facial hair and the confidence to shave off his skull spider. What a man compared to my mooby-titted dumb whore. Oh, well, off to the quick stop to get some taquitos. I'm off for the day, bitch.
Did you say something, April? I'm in the basement playing with the gimp.
Yeah, Mubi, I was watching a little bit this morning. Mubi, his facial hair's coming in, you know, 2 weeks now. It's starting to connect, but he shaved and he disconnected it again. This is why he ended up shaving it off last time, you remember. He tries to get the two little strips to connect his mustache and beard here for his weird goatee that he's trying to get going. But he always shaves and disconnects it, and then he gets mad. He's like, oh, fuck, it'll take 3 more weeks for that to connect again. God damn it.
Come and get the new larza. It's toppings with extra cheese on a slice of lard. Best larza. Served with multivitamin dissolved in a glass of warm butter. It's new.
Ugh.
Contains your daily dose of vitamins. And should be part of every breakfast.
I prefer the sugar is. It's candy corn and maple syrup on top of a slice of caramel.
Sugarita.
Isn't it great? I top it off with a couple bottles of wine for my gout.
I steal it from the fridge of anybody I crash on the couch of.
Wait. It's what giving Kentucky Fried Lunchable. The cheese really looks like the kind of cheese that you get on, like, the cheapest, like, Dollar Tree frozen pizza. It, like, kind of melts, but it's not totally real cheese. So it just kind of disintegrates a little bit as well. So it's looking like it's just 2 pieces of boneless fried chicken covered in sauce, pepperonis, and a cheese.
Yeah, that's what it is. That's what it is. It's a weird mess.
I do wish the pepperonis weren't all in a blob. I know.
At least the one with the cheese and ham and chicken, at least that's you could argue that's a deconstructed chicken cordon bleu in some weird world, you know? What is this? There's nothing in the world where anybody would want this flavor profile together. Pizza and fried chicken. Even if you like chicken, like barbecue chicken pizza or something, you don't, a whole piece of fried chicken.
Pigs, you know, they're like a group animal and they like to stick together. But in this case, it isn't working for me. You guys need to find independence. You're the only person you need at the end of the day. Let me open up the other one to see if it looks any better.
No. Yeah, it'll be totally different.
As of right now, visually, this is the most disappointing fast food item I've seen in years. That looks insane.
What'd you think it would be? Perfect triangles of pizza made out of pounded flat chicken?
This one looks a little better. The cheese looks a tiny bit more melted, and the pepperonis are spread out a tiny bit more as well. But I gotta be honest, I am shooketh. I feel like this is such an...
I'm so mad the pepperonis aren't spread out better. I'm so mad. I love spread pepperonis. Hello?
Brother Melton, I think maybe they're going for kind of like a chicken parm idea, you know, with the chicken and then the cheese and the sauce.
I mean, they're so not, though. They're calling it cheetza. They're going for pizza.
Well, I was saying, but we talk about when you're discussing the flavor profiling, I understand they're not trying to make it look like a chicken parm, but for the flavor profile, I'm saying maybe they're looking for some type of chicken parm idea.
I get it, but I'd argue that pizza sauce and tomato sauce, a good Sunday gravy, as the Italians would call it, they're two different things, you know?
And I would agree as an Italian myself, but just, you know, not everyone is as, thinks that way. But
would you eat this as an Italian? Would you think this is a scrumptious dish?
Patrick Melton, there is not enough marijuana I could smoke to get me high enough to want to get within an inch of that. This shit, I would never eat this. Absolutely not.
Okay, Thank you. And that's a real Italian. Now, pizza sauce has a little different spices in it, I think. Pizza sauce, you want more uniform. You want it like a thinner sauce. Whereas, you know, like a marinara or a pomodoro can be a little chunkier. This guy's Olive Garden Italian. People are hating this guy.
FK, a Miami here. The large clients my hubby brings over really fill up my cunt arizo.
Jesus.
Every weekend he brings me a cheesa since I'm a good girl. Shuli network for life.
Jesus turn me, Christ. Baby. I didn't know what to expect, but I didn't know and I didn't plan it for the faces to line up this closely. It's freakish. Again, it's behind me. I really don't have to see it. But whenever I'm on this shot of myself and I see it on the monitor behind myself, I want to vomit. It. What are you? And then have you seen his other daughter? You know, she's no looker. So to watch your, like, beautiful girl do this to herself, it's unnatural, to say the least. It's good to see Citizen M doing food reviews. Wow. You going to take that, Citizen M? Yeah. Hee-hee. T.O. Hank, KB loves chicken cordon bleu. He does. That is true.
Ugly. Hideous item. It, like, visually, it looks like it's in the depths of despair. Anne of Green Gables.
It looks exactly like the promo pictures, to be honest. It's the first thing I've ever seen of fast food where it looks exactly like the promo.
To help you out of there. Okay, let's dig in. Oh, it's cut into pieces. If you're not going to actually make a pizza type shape, just don't even cut it into pieces. What is this? Okay, I'm just going to take this blob right here. We got lots of
That's a very big bite.
Pepperonis, cheese, sauce, everything. Let's try it.
He loves it.
Why am I shaking?
Why am I shaking? My favorite thing the gays do is that noise. Almost like there's a ghost cock entering into them between sentences. Oh my God. Oh my God.
Why am I shaking?
Why am I shaking?
Why am I shaking? Why am I shaking?
Right before the meat goes into his mouth.
Why am I shaking?
It's like as soon as he opens up his mouth to receive meat, he goes,
Why am I shaking?
I love that. What is that? Gag reflex. What the fuck?
Why is this syrup? Why is this serving?
Why is this serving?
Why is this serving?
What does that even mean? Why is this serving?
Okay, wait, let me try this pepperoni and cheese. This is very interesting.
I mean, he can't stop shoving it into his mouth.
Wow. So I guess if you got a small, you will just get one chicken fillet with the pizza toppings. And if you get a regular, you get two. I'm actually really, really enjoying this.
He can't stop. He can't stop. He's shoving it in.
Listen, guys, this might look like the aftermath of someone's all-expense-paid trip to Riatown, but I'm kind of shaking because it...
He's shaking. It's so good.
It's actually so delicious. So first things first, it does have a huge issue. It doesn't taste anything like pizza. And I know it's fried chicken with pizza stuff on it, but if you're gonna call something a chizza, it should at least give you the essence of a pizza, even if it's not a full-on pizza.
If you're gonna call, Greta, if you're gonna call,
am I making sense?
Something a penis. It should at least feel like a penis. It should taste like a penis. You know what I mean, John?
Fatty Patty. I'll be at Hackamania, but we'll call it Hackapenia. I'll flip you like a cheese omelet. I'll drop you like a bad habit. All for the honor of my boy slash girl.
I too want to fight
Fatty Patty.
Hackapenia.
Hackamania. But we'll call it Hackapenia.
Hackapenia.
I too am pro hate crimes.
Hey, buddy.
I just think, look, I just happen to think women and gays are the funniest to watch get beat up. Is that so wrong? Is that so wrong? I'm not advocating it. I'm not saying anybody should do it. But I'm saying if I've got to watch someone get the living shit kicked out of them, I want it to be a prim and proper woman or a gay or a really effeminate gay. I just love the... I love the outrage. Like, how is this happening to me? How is this happening to me? I love anyone who's like, never. This can never happen to me. That's who I want it to happen to the most.
Or am I just rambling? I can't tell. This just tastes like chicken parmesan. But it's not a bad chicken parmesan at all. I love chicken parmesan. So the gobbler chicken itself is great.
Hold on, what is this one? Melton, stop ignoring the comments acknowledging that this is you as gay. That this guy's as gay as me is what you're saying? Look, I'm not ignoring the comments. People think I'm gay every day, whether or not I'm playing another gay man. It's probably why I want to see him get beaten so much. I hate it. I hate that that's so ingrained in me. The need for cock. I hate it. I hate it. I wish I didn't crave it. Night and day, night and day. No one's hiding from the comments. No one's hiding from the comments. Believe me, I face them every day. I stare at myself in the mirror and go like, are you straight? Are you even straight? And I pinch myself, and I beat myself, and I cut. So, yeah, I mean, yeah, this is. Look, I don't understand what you're saying. Why are you ignoring the comments that this is you as gay? I mean, he doesn't look like me or feel like me in any way, but sure, you're allowed to think anything you want, man. Just because no one's talking to you about your specific comment doesn't mean it's being ignored. You're valid. You're seen. You're heard. If you think I look like this guy, sure. If you think I'm a gayer man than this guy, that also is valid. No one can take away from you your thoughts, okay? We're here to soothe.
Guys know I love to drag KFC because they have the greasiest fried chicken ever. I feel like every time I order a bone-in piece of KFC fried chicken, I'm just...
When you eat KFC... does anyone go to KFC? Does anyone ever crave the chicken at KFC? I mean, years maybe when I was a child. Oh, no, in the UK, like in Australia, KFC are big. They love it. They love it. It's on every corner like a McDonald's. They love KFC and Domino's. They think it's like the best. Domino's rules and KFC rules in the UK. I was in Liverpool. They got a Taco Bell. They lost their mind. A Taco Bell opened up in Liverpool. They lost their minds about it. But they love KFC over there.
Why am I shaking? Yeah.
FKAY mommy here. Any black guys out there want to beat me and piss on me?
Jesus.
You can live with me. Free rent, free food.
Just beat me, piss on me, and make me come.
Fucking hell. Is that what she's into? Flimsy Greenberg is calling her KFC mommy. KFC mommy.
I love the new La Quirizza. It's blocks of frozen cheese with pepperoni and a bowl of Tito's. It's good enough to pass out live on stream.
The Licorizza. It's blocks of frozen cheese with pepperoni and a bowl of Tito's. The Licorizza. Only for a limited time.
Just so disappointed because the texture is so bad. The breading is so soggy from all the grease soaked into it. It's just too much. But this little boneless filet is actually not greasy at all. I'm very surprised by that. It is crispy. It has that classic KFC flavor. The chicken itself tastes great. So I'm surprised, but we stand. Love it. Now, the tomato sauce.
It's nice.
It tastes like any canned tomato sauce with a little bit of extra sweetness. So just very plain. It does have that kind of processed, slight SpaghettiOs flavor, but it's not bad. It does the job, and it soaks through the chicken breading in a very nice way. And then the queso, the cheese, really doesn't have much flavor. Doesn't really have a great texture either. Like I said, it just kind of disintegrates in your mouth. It doesn't really like stretch and pull like real cheese should. It's like, hey, girl,
I have a feeling that Knight Melendez is not going to stretch and pull like real boy should either. You know, I'm not kidding. I did not anticipate this. The half man, half woman freak show behind me is really interrupting my day. It's having a profound effect on my stomach. It's turning. People are going to love that. Every time I look at her, him, they, them, that, it, that. Ugh. Because the eyes are lining up and the mouth is lining up and the Hitler mustache and the.
Hey, buddy, I'm terribly sorry for everything. My intention was to never hurt you at all.
Ah. Come on.
Please let me know if there's anything at all that I can do to make it up to you. We both know that I'm not great with words, but I know I've completely messed up and just want to say that I'm so sorry.
Hey, boo. I'm a dumb bitch. Shuly Network forever, homie. My husband just left for a random appointment. TSN for life, dog.
What the fuck? Why is everybody picking on FKA mommy today? And more importantly, why is she putting up with it? Why is she even here? Beat it, FK mommy. Do we have 700 people liking with 200 thumbs ups? Come on. Come on. Do it for Knight. Do it for Greta. Pets erect over the HIV Arita. Aritza. HIV Aritza. No, but if you guys like meat, if you like logs of meat, you're going to love the next video I have for you from our old pal, the carnivore curmudgeon. The carnivore curmudgeon. You know, we haven't done a cooking video in a while, and I don't want to do the fats today. But I thought this would be great since we're talking about meat. We're talking about guys. We're talking about treats. We're talking about transitioning, turning things into things that they're not. Wouldn't it be great if you could make some sort of sweet dessert meatloaf? I'll say it again. Wouldn't it be great if you could make some sort of sweet and savory dessert meatloaf?
Well, hey out there, everybody. It's Bradford, your carnivore curmudgeon, and today we're going to take a look at something I made recently that was just whimsical, and that is a soft, moist, delicious carnivore Twinkie.
Carnivore Twinkie.
How dare you!
I don't have any questions.
Well, it's not really a Twinkie. It's just a tiny meatloaf that I stuffed with some cream cheese and cheddar.
What? What? Like, what are we talking about here? This has 267 views in a month. It's called Carnivore Twinkie.
That just sort of reminded me of a Twinkie. So we're going to look at how I made this, and I'll tell you if I would make it again. And we'll also make a quick little secondary recipe. The key to this, though, is I started with this Marcho Farms meatloaf mix. Ground.
Marcho Farms. Is that even a real meat company? Marcho Farms. Manager special, $2.99 a pound. $2.99 a pound. I can't find ground beef for this anywhere. And this is veal, pork, and beef. Do they know that veal is beef? At Marcho Farms. Do they think veal is a different animal? Marcho fans. I'm gonna be a Marcho, Marcho man. I'm gonna eat a Marcho man. $2.99 for a blend. Nearly expired. Yeah, don't forget, this is the same guy that makes like beanie weenie casserole and stuff. Some guy in our chat just said veal is beef. Some guy in our chat really just said veal is beef. What do you think veal is? What do you think veal is? Crumbum says veal is classified differently. I know, but it's still beef. It's still beef. Like, does it not become beef?
Veal, pork, and beef. I've had this before. I don't know what they do, but the ratio of those three meats makes a really nice, delicious meatloaf.
Marcho Farms does it right. I've had a lot of meat out there, but Marcho Farms. Again, why even drop the name of that? I've never even heard of that. Marcho Farms. Where do you get this? Dollar General?
Not a bunch of added stuff. And the recipe is actually quite simple. I started with that meatloaf, and I took one egg. And when I learned a couple of years ago that when I add an egg to a hamburger mix or a meatloaf mix, I get better results if I scramble it up first. Because if I just throw that egg in there, it seems like it never gets stirred up enough. It never really gets incorporated into the meat as well as when I scramble it. And then just sort of pour it all over. And I'm also going to add some salt and some garlic.
I don't know about you, but we're a great value household over here. Everything in my house, great value, great value, great value.
Powder and some minced onions, dried minced onions in this case, because I couldn't find my onion powder. But speaking of garlic and onion powder, I had a viewer who wrote on a different video. He didn't understand why I called it carnivore chili when it had spices in it, because spices are plants. And even though he wasn't carnivore himself, he wanted to know why I called it carnivore.
Hold on, he made carnivore chili and he put spices in it, and some guy complained and said spices are plants. This isn't carnivore chili. It's like, if you don't put spices in it, it's not chili.
Well, of course, I explained as nicely as I could that some people can handle spices, and I can, and so they're generally accepted. But then he wrote back again, and he wanted to argue that words mean things, and if I call it carnivore and it has spices in it, then it's not carnivore.
Imagine arguing like this. This might as well be, this is like Flat Cat, you know what I mean? Just block her. You don't need to argue with this dumb bitch.
Introducing the Cerebrum Crust Pizza, a unique creation inspired by head cheese. It's crust made from ancient grains and infused with rosemary and garlic, offers a crispy yet tender base. The sauce, a reduction of beef broth with thyme and juniper berries, provides a rich and savory foundation. Toppings include slices of cured meats, pickled vegetables, and aged cheeses, creating a harmonious blend of flavors and textures. Garnished with fragrant herbs and a balsamic reduction,
copying and pasting
each slice
resumes
promises a delightful culinary adventure. Come taste my head cheesy shashuli.
Head cheese, head cheesitza. Are you just copying and pasting recipes into my AI? And Moody, are you here? I'm not, like, I'm a little bit kidding, but I'm not. I'm a little bit kidding, but I'm not, Moody. You know, I don't know if you have the Super Tips panel pulled up. How did this get through the hate speech thing? This is just spelled like the word. You know, I'm not even kidding about the other day when you do P-H-A-G-G-O-T and it gets by. That needs to be fixed. That does. I know we were laughing about it. Ha, 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 ha. Ha, ha, ha. They did the N-word. K-N-I-G-G-E-R. Ha, ha, ha. No, no, that does need to be fixed. It's not a bit. That does need to be actually fucking fixed. Please. Please. And then again, now this one's just spelled like the word.
You think this dude is a faggot. Melton, baby, you forgot about how gay I am, and it's hurting my feelings.
I, too, am homosexual and hurt by Patrick.
So, like, that's just F-A-G-G-O-T. And you have a hate speech filter that just lets that word in. Hello? So, again, it was all very, 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 very funny the other day. But, no, this is a problem. This is a problem. You're like, we cannot roll this out to people. I mean, fuck. He's like, yeah, well, we can't do anything about it if they spell P-H. We can't? We can't. People are going, faggot's a bad word? I don't think so. I don't think so. But we have a hate speech filter. And if anything should be stopped by a hate speech filter, probably that. Hello? You know, I think he thinks it's like a hoot. It's like, you built it. I didn't even ask for a hate speech filter. You built one. Can it work? You know, these are third world problems.
I don't want to be known as FKA Mommy anymore. Please call me Honda CRV Mommy from now on.
Oh, that picture's creeping me out too. Sorry about it, but, you know, it's Trans Day of Visibility. Aren't you tired of every day not hearing about trans people? I'm glad they finally have a day of visibility. I'm glad they finally are out there so we can see them shine.
Marco Farms is a subsidiary of Ray DeVito's secret Discord store. I couldn't get rid of all my I-80 humane steaks in time, so we also sell a ground beef-like meat substance. Ray DeVito's secret Discord store. We got the meats for all you poor. Ray's steaks are not so bad, but I can't be associated with that.
Human steaks. Ray's human steaks. Can you imagine if Ray started selling meat out of his trunk? And I don't necessarily watch all the videos from this Franklin Sheckler guy, but he does a good job, man. He put together a video. Ray has had a tire with a slow leak for 9 months. You can't make this up. You can't write this as a joke, as a bit. Ray has had a tire that leaks air for 9 fucking months. And every 100 miles or so when he's driving on the road, he has to pull over and put air in it. And he keeps going, oh, you know, like it's a new tire. They said nothing was wrong with it. But there is, Ray. But there is. And again, I don't think he's picked up a can of Fix-A-Flat to try to fix it himself. But imagine driving, and even if a guy told you, like, nah, we checked it, there's nothing wrong with it. If it's leaking air, there is something wrong with it. Take it somewhere else. He's never even taken it somewhere else. He's never gotten a second opinion. They told him, no, it's not leaking, and so he just keeps filling it up every day. He said every other day he has to run down to the corner and fill it up to drive locally, and when he's on the road, he has to pull over every couple hours and fill it up. Get it fixed. Get it fixed. It's 9 months. He was talking about this in, like, July. We're just dealing with a different level of human being. In case you ever thought we were all equal, we aren't. We aren't. This idea that we should all be able to vote, We should all get a say. All human life is equal. We all deserve to be on this planet. No, we don't. Kill Ray DeVito. I want to start beating gays and Ray DeVito. Gays and Rays. We got to start beating the gays and beating the Rays. That's what I say. How are they ever going to learn, you know? Everyone I know who's a gay or a Ray is walking around here with some arrogance. You know, Ray's filling up his tire every other month. Gays are walking around waving flags, having parades, trying chizitzas. Is it chizitza? We got to start beating these guys. We got to start just absolutely pounding these motherfuckers. They're never going to learn. They're never going to learn.
So I explained to him that Lake Titicaca also isn't filled with boobs and poop. But since I don't swim there, I try my best not to let it bother me.
Imagine sending that email back to the guy. Lake Titicaca isn't filled with boobs and poop, but I swim there. Lake Titicaca isn't filled with boobs and poop, but I still swim there.
Hi, Mr. Tireman. There's something wrong with the tire you sold me.
Your tire's fine. You will leave the store now content and fulfilled. Your tire is fine.
My tire is fine. I will leave the store now.
Right.
I feel content and
fulfilled.
My tire is fine.
This is not the air compressor you're looking for. This is not the air compressor I'm looking for. That's true. Hello?
Hey, Patrick. OJ. Say, I actually told Ray I would bring him up to the tire shop and help him get attached, but he didn't understand that the whole thing is, he kept thinking that, hey, the tread's still fine on it, so I'll just keep driving. I said, Ray, you're getting it patched. And then he sent me a dick pic. Oh, my God.
Are you serious? Was that not OJ? I don't know what's real anymore. Was that OJ or not? And then he said, like, they looked at it, nothing was wrong, and now there's a nail in it. He said he found a nail in it. Again, imagine taking your tire to a tire place saying there's a leak. They look at it, they say, no, there's no leak, and then you find a nail in it. Ugh.
So, don't worry about it, Curtis. Okay, now back to our Twinkie recipe. So, I did pour the scrambled egg all over the spiced up meat. And then, you know the drill. Take some nice, clean hands and mixy-mix until it's all incorporated very nicely and a little bit sticky.
And I don't like that he used the back of his finger. You know, he was, like, doing, he was kneading it, and then he, like, used the back of his fingers to, like, tamp it down. It's a weird move.
You can certainly do this in a full-size bread pan, but I had these tiny bread pans for something. I don't even know what I had them for. Haven't baked with them in years. Had to actually dig it all the way in the back of the cupboard to find.
Imagine using wasting Wagyu tallow on this shitty dish.
Find them, and I greased this up with my favorite Wagyu fat so that it wouldn't stick to the pan. And then I
this disgust. You know, like it's gonna taste like shit, and he's wasting Wagyu tallow on this. I can't.
Filled it up about 75% of the way up the pan. I wanted to make sure that I had room for that fat that was going to render out of this. I got a feeling this meatloaf mix is probably the better portion of pork than it is the beef and the veal.
You think? It was $2.99. You think it's grass-fed Angus? It's $2.99. It's road swine. This is ground up hot dogs.
It always gives off a lot of fat. But usually I make my meatloafs on a cookie tray free form.
Usually I make my meatloafs on a cookie tray free formed.
So I wanted to just make sure that it had room for that additional fat. And since I had some meat left over, I decided to just make some
hush puppies,
as my wife would call them. Cute little meatballs. It seems like women really like cute food and cute dishes. Anyway, so I took some, about a half a cup of pork rinds, since I already had them ground up. And I thought, well, that might be tasty if I rolled them around in these pork rinds and...
Manchicharones, you might say.
Manchichi. Make a nice crispy meatball with the stuff that won't fit in the pan. And I actually ended up making two batches of this, but we'll get to that. Now the oven, I'm going to put that meatloaf in the oven. I'm sorry, or Twinkie in the oven.
Twinkie? Just the things you name foods matter. You know, when you hand me that and tell me it's a meatloaf, I'm expecting a meatloaf. You hand me that and tell me it's a Twinkie, I'm going to blow your brains out. It's not a Twinkie.
I don't need a new tire. The mechanic told me that only the bottom part is flat. Then he started laughing. I didn't get it, but then again, I usually don't.
Only the bottom part's flat, Ray.
FKA, mommy, here. Lake Titicaca is what I call my bathtub after I've washed all the grime off of my boots. Fuck the Shuli Network. I'm an onion now.
Lago Titicaca is a large freshwater lake in the Andes Mountains on the border of Bolivia and Peru.
Oh, no.
It is often called the highest navigable lake in the world. Titicaca is the largest lake in South America, both in terms of the volume of water and surface area.
Wow. See, you're learning here today. You won't learn this from Knight Melendez.
FKA, mommy here. I know your dumbass parents are dead.
Wow.
But since I've had lots of daddies in my life, I can tell you this.
Jesus.
The problem with Fix-A-Flat is it puts a gooey glue type substance all over the inside of the tire and rim. Knowing Ray, he would let that dry and never be able to get it balanced.
I too like my meatloaf.
Yeah. But I mean, I just don't even think he's tried anything. Yeah, fix a flat's not perfect. If it's a new tire, I'm not leaving the tire shop till they fix it. But they just tell him there's no problem, and he's like, oh, okay.
Oven, and at 350 for 30 minutes, and then I'm going to take 4 ounces of room temperature softened cream cheese and about a third to a half a cup of some shredded cheddar. And to that, I'm going to add one egg. And the only reason I'm going
to
add...
Stop adding eggs to everything.
Egg. Actually, I'm not going to add an egg. I'm going to add half an egg. I'm doing that so that when we put this back in the oven, it helps the cream cheese and cheddar to bind and bake rather than just melt away. So just a half an egg. And mix it all in. That cheddar will break up as you mix it.
Ugh.
And
you guys want some cheese eggs?
It's going to fit through one of my favorite gadgets right here. This is about a $12 gadget at Walmart. And you can watch me.
Everything's from Walmart. You know, it must be nice living in the middle of the country where there's just one store.
Awkwardly put it together here because I use it so seldom I forget about it. I actually use this most of the time for deviled eggs. Since... I don't decorate cakes, and that's what this is. It's a dessert decorator. I believe it's called a Wilton dessert decorator.
This motherfucker couldn't cut the corner off a Ziploc and be done with this already.
Plus, and as I said, it's like $12 at Walmart. I've had this thing for years. No telling what it cost when I bought it. But I just filled up this tube with the softened cheese mixture. And here's the thing. Don't put this back in the fridge while your meatloaf is cooking if you decide to do this, because it only takes about 10 minutes for that to become too hard to squeeze through the tube.
That's what she said.
That's what she said.
Ask me how I know. Anyway, got my cream cheese mixture in the cake decorator, the dessert decorator. And
oh, yeah. FKA Mommy's going to like that. FKA Mommy's gonna like that. Teamster Tim checking in, who knows more about Ray's tire than anybody. He says, Melton, my fat-backed friend, which was unnecessary. Ray's tire's brand new. It has a bad valve, $25 to fix. Told him to bring it to the Puerto Rican in Jersey City. Yeah, he said there's a nail in it now. He said it's not a bad stem.
Listen to me and listen to me good. And I put all the Blinky Flood in my car, and it's still not working. The tire is losing air because it's tired and need a nap. Where's your Lexus?
Where's the Lexus, Melton? Where's the Lexus? Chad did two shows this weekend trying to make up. He's got to get his YouTube money back up. You know, going on the road and pretending to be a comic with Nick Swartzen's fun, but when you cash all those checks and then you see the $400 in your account, you go, oh, yeah, I forgot. I didn't trick my bank account into thinking I was a comic.
And it's all ready to be our Twinkie filling when it comes out of the oven after 30 minutes. And here it is. I'm going to take...
There's nothing better than boiled gray meat. Mm-mm-mm. I love gray meat.
A bowl with a paper towel, a little something to grab that hot pan with. Not awkward at all. And then drain the grease.
Why is he filtering this grease? Is he going to put it back in the tallow can? If he puts this veal, pork, tallow fat back into that tallow can, I'm going to scream.
Need to drain this grease off for the last portion of this recipe. Now, next I took my dessert decorator, which I'm thinking about renaming the Curtis 2000, and just made a...
Is there anything worse than a guy with no personality who thinks he has a personality? Don't answer that! I'm very aware of my show.
If I do, then I will. I'll go wherever you will go.
Couple of stuffed holes with this cream cheese and cheddar mix. Sort of in the fashion like if you turned a Twinkie upside down. You know, back in the day when we ate Twinkies, not today. And I filled up...
So he's just injecting cheese goo into this meatloaf.
As much as I could, as much as I could feel, you know, how it was filling up the tiny little meatloaf. I mean Twinkie. And once you've got however many you want to stuff it with, 3, 6, 8, depends on the size of your meatloaf, with this mixture.
You can see the grease like squirting out of it as he makes it. This is...
It's time to put it back in the oven, still at 350, for about 10 minutes to help that mixture get incorporated and the egg to do it.
Again, just gray meat. This looks like spam. Ugh. This is a lot of work for dog shit. I agree.
This thing to keep it from running all over the place. Turn it up side down over a plate, and basically you're done. But you may want to let it cool for just a couple of minutes before cutting.
I don't. Put it in a bun. I'm going to eat it like a hot dog.
Into it so that mixture doesn't run all over the place. And as my favorite, one of my favorite sausage YouTubers would say.
One of my favorite sausage YouTubers. Having a favorite sausage YouTuber is bad enough. If you have multiple, one of my favorite.
Over at Versed Circle. I would say now it is time to taste it. So I cut it up into several pieces, and you can see.
Imagine going over to this guy's house for dinner, and he just hands you a slice of this meatloaf Twinkie. I'd start pouring water on it immediately.
Let's love a
mine got wet.
Where the stuffing is inside, much like it might be in a Twinkie.
Let it go with the Twinkie stuff.
Although certainly not as abundant. What I learned from this is that it's just tough to really put a lot of it in there without it just coming out the top, because there just isn't a big void inside. But that being said,
I've seen like you melt cheese over meatloaf. He's like squirting cheese goo up in there.
And it was very light. It was.
It ain't light. It ain't light. I watched you pour off a bunch of grease. It's a brick of meat with heavy cheese. Again, it's cream cheese and a brick of meat, and he's telling you how light it is. It's so light. It's such a light snack.
Soft.
yeah, tender. Light.
It was
fluffy.
Moist and delicious.
It's like Betty Crocker. It's like a cake.
Flavor was fantastic. And yes, I could taste the cheddar and the cream cheese. And as good as it was, and as good as it would have been just with some salt on it, one of my favorite things to do with any kind of meatloaf is add some spicy brown mustard.
What the fuck? I've never heard of this. I've never even heard of this. One of my favorite things to do with meatloaf is put spicy brown mustard on it. Has anyone in my chat room ever put mustard on meatloaf? I've never heard of that in my life. Has anyone in their life ever put mustard, stone ground, anybody want to ever admit to putting mustard, ketchup? Okay. Ketchup, okay. This is rage bait. Has to be. John Esposito says he likes mustard on his meatloaf. Daddy likes mustard on his meatloaf. That's what Greta used to say. Daddy, please put mustard on my meatloaf. Okay, we'll get you an operation.
That's how you recognize quality I-80 humane meats from Ray's Secret Discord store. It's gray.
I too love gray meat.
KB loves chicken. Okay, we already did that one. T.O. Hank. April LaRue giving, wow, 5 gifted memberships. Thank you very much, April LaRue. I queefed in my dad's face for $1.99. Says, you know, he scratches his nuts with those hands. Who, old mustard meatloaf over here?
That's my favorite brand right there.
I've never seen that brand. What was the brand of mustard he used? Hellman's Own.
Just with some salt on it. One of my favorite things to do with any kind of meatloaf is add
Kosciuszko brown mustard. Is this Japanese? I've never seen that brand. Kosciuszko. Kosciuszko. Marcho Farms. Yeah. It's from the same company that brought you the bad meat.
Spicy brown mustard. That's my favorite brand right there. So I put a little smudge.
Is it great value mustard?
On there, and it really did take it to the next level. It made it extra tasty. But could I have done this without the cream cheese and the cheddar cheese? Yes, I sure could have, because that meatloaf mix really was the key ingredient to the whole thing.
$2.99.
Not so much filling. Good enough for some fancy hands, though. And what about our cute little meatballs? Well, as I said, I made a double batch, so ended up having 5 meatballs of varying sizes, as you can see, left over. And all I did was I rolled them all in panko, pork panko, as I mentioned before, and then I put them in a preheated air fryer, which I had preheated to 400 degrees.
Oh, you know that just drips all over the bottom of his air fryer.
And I cooked them for 22 minutes on this 400 degrees setting. And when they were done, I actually thought about just leaving them just like they are, but you know, I had some of...
I gotta squeeze goo into them.
That cream cheese and cheddar cheese.
Oh, the pork panko is his crumbled up chicharrón.
Filling left over, and I thought...
Mon chicharrón. Mon chichi, mon
chichi. Why not give it a try? So I stuck the Curtis 2000 in each meatball, and...
Cream pie!
Used up some of the leftover filling that I had.
That's what every time Kate Meany gets fucked in the ass, it's called using up leftover filling. Kate Meany came over, so I had to use up a little leftover filling. Then I turned to her mother, Marianne Halford. Whoa, John, whoa. Whoa, warning not heeded. YOLO.
YOLO.
And then I stuck it back in that microwave again at 400 degrees.
Look at the bottom of that. Look at the bottom of that air fryer.
This time.
That will not stand. So again, he could have put some foil down or anything. We all, you know, I called it the minute he put that in. I was like, well, do you like gross appliances? Fuck. Just all over the bottom of the air fryer. Just, we'll get it later. We'll get it later.
At 400 degrees, but only for 5 minutes this time. And after I let them sit for a few minutes, I gave these an official test taste as well. And I gotta say, I was happier with these meatballs than I was the Twinkie, just because, really, of the addition of the pork panko and that crispy outer surface of the meatball. So, again, not a huge amount of filling, but it added a little something.
These are creep puffs. You've heard of cream puffs. These are creep puffs.
Que lastima, no me gusta. This guy's fingers are covered in salmonella, and he's just touching everything. Go to the sink and wash your hands in the brown water. He choking. Ah, hogo, choking. Ah, hogo.
I too have shit and blood on my hands.
I too have shit and blood on my hands. That's true.
There is now conclusive evidence that the existence of John Melendez was the result of an orc having sex with a bucket of shit. On our next episode, Ghost Cox.
I don't know. He used to have a really cute daughter, and now he's got like two mediocre sons. You know, again, we started the day out with a woman on the wall, and now we have a man who's halfway into transitioning or something. I don't know. How many squares? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. You know? So we're not even near the transition being complete, but I can already tell he's gonna be a looker. You are gonna have to keep the girls off of this one, huh? The minute the ladies get a look at this handsome fella over my shoulder. Ugh! Ugh! And then when the transition's complete, we'll burn the wall down. And when the ash settles, we'll have a new studio. That's how this season of NLO ends. We burn the wall the minute it's all done. And when the ashes settle, we have a new studio, the NLO burn unit. Just, are you allowed to burn a gay, a photo of a gay, or is that a hate crime? It's tough to know. It's tough to know. I was going to extend the computer offer to Michael Ray Bauer till Friday. I made it 24 hours. He didn't bite. I made it till today. He didn't bite. On Saturday night, if you didn't hear the reveal, I bought the computer. I lied about a fan buying it for him because I thought he would take it more readily if a fan bought it. I bought the computer. I was going to give it to Bauer. He will not take it. I've changed the whole arrangement. All you have to do is shoot me an email saying, I want the computer. Here's my address. No other strings attached. Send me an email that says, I want the computer. Thanks, Patrick. Here's my address to mail it to. That's it. I want computer. Send, please. He doesn't want it. He doesn't want it. He will not give it. He will not take it. Now, you know, the beauty of it is I bought a computer I'd want. I bought a computer and built a computer for this purpose, knowing that if he doesn't take it, I'm going to make this the new studio machine. That's how nice of a machine it is. I'm not trying to fuck the guy over. It's a machine I would use. I gave you the specs of it. It's amazing. It's going to be the new broadcast computer for this, for the studio here if he doesn't want it. What an idiot. What an idiot. I think your hard-won trust is over. I do too, I guess. So I guess it's my computer. I don't know. Until Friday, Patrick, deliver the computer to him. I don't know where. What is everybody not getting about this? I can't even just send it. I don't know. He's not ever responded. I don't know if he got the Willy's tape. I don't know if he got my box. I don't know if he got my letter. Somebody the other day was like, send him a letter. I've done all this, faggots. I've done all this. No offense, Knight. I've done all this. Patrick, I wish there was a way you could get him to know that you are real. If it's not real, you'd all turn on me. I'm trying to give him a computer. If he said, I want the computer, and I went, sorry, it was just a bit, fatso, you'd all turn on me. Like, I'm not dumb. You guys would all go, that was fucked up what you did about it. I'm not doing anything to him. I don't know where to send it. He will not answer. Send it general delivery. What does that mean? What does that mean? Michael Ray Bauer, general delivery, California. And then put it in the mailbox? You're dumb. You're dumb. That's not a service the post office
does.
I am
a huge, this lazy piece of shit. And I don't want your computer or your loving fans. I blocked all the onions because I can't grasp reality.
It is really that, you know? It's like if Elon Musk was like, Melton, I want to give you a Tesla. All you have to do is say you want it. And I'm like, it's probably a trick. So I never say it? How dumb am I going to look if I go, I want it? And he goes, I was just kidding. And I go, all right, and move on with my life. No, these guys are not genuine. It's not honest. These guys are not genuine. Dill Dog giving 10 memberships. Hello?
Hello, exactly.
Hello? And I think that's the first time Dill Dog is ever going on the list of fame. Dill Dog. Dill Dog. No, we will fill it up with spyware if we do send it to him. I'm gonna install Bonsai Buddy. Net Zero, every pop-up program I could think of. We're going to put IE6 on there.
And it was actually quite soft. And
okay, I don't want to watch that anymore. I don't want to watch that anymore. Now I'm in Bauer mode. I got to watch Bauer. He released an Easter video yesterday. He's blessed. He's doing great. He doesn't need you.
$100 bill.
$100 bill. $100 bill. Remember that in the Goonies?
Everything's good. Everything's all right. Future looks good. The future looks bright. The future shows bright.
Shut up, Chad.
I gotta wear shades. What's up, everyone?
None of these guys ever know how songs go. Stuttering John, Chad, Bauer. The future's so good. The future's so bright. I gotta wear shades. I'm gonna have a night. It's not a song, Bauer. It's not a song, buddy. We love you, but that's not a song.
Future looks good. The future looks bright. The future's so bright. I gotta wear shades.
You guys know that song? The future looks good. The future looks bright. The future's so bright. I gotta wear shades.
All right. Future looks good. The future looks bright. The future's so bright.
I gotta wear shades.
I gotta wear shades.
That should be your Tinder profile pic. That should be it.
What's up, everybody? It's your boy, Michael Ray. Hey, Bauer. Just wanted to send you a message of love on this beautiful Easter Sunday.
Somebody made a good point. Who's Bauer talking? He's always saying, I love you, I love you. Who's he talking to? Who do you love?
To everybody that's out there hanging out with your family, maybe doing the Easter egg hunts, coloring.
Oh, shit. Did Steel Toe hit their goal? Somebody check. Get back to me on that. Do we have a funny missing the goal thing to watch? I love the ones where he doesn't make the goal. He's like, well, I guess we're out of here. Steel Toe gets to hit the road early. And I'm sorry we didn't do a good show. You know, we'll try again tomorrow. I thought we did a good show, but maybe we didn't. You know? They did it the goal, says Stat Daddy. They did it the goal. So, fuck. Fuck, does this ruin my day.
Eggs, and then hopefully learning about, you know, the journey that Easter is.
Journey Smollett.
Actually related to. It's not just the bunny. It's not just the bunny.
When did he get so religious? He's getting real Jesus heavy all the time now.
But I wanted to give you guys...
Oh, they made it within 50. And they changed the rules. You know, if they make it within 50, they call that success.
Some Easter stories from...
Any over half goes to the night show, half to Johnny? What the fuck? These guys make no money. Johnny has MS. He has a money situation. He ain't making any.
From my childhood, from my memories, Dave.
From my memories. It's not just about jelly beans, guys.
You've always stuck out with me. And since I gave you guys a few stories the past week or so, I figured why not let it continue. Some people are interested in these type of stories.
By the way, we have almost 2,200 members on the channel here on YouTube. These past two Saturdays have been insane for the giving of memberships. I think Vaping Dago gave 140 memberships Saturday night. Dan G gave 110 memberships Saturday night. And Rover gave 90 or 110 memberships. I mean, it was insane. You're like 2,200 members now. It's fucking bananas. But thank you. I can't... People support this show. And again, I said this Saturday night, but I want to say it on a regular show. I know it's insane. It's a lot of money and it's insane. So I thank you for it. You're making me happy, but more importantly, I think you're driving people nuts. Stuttering John and Chad hate it. They hate it. Somebody sent me a conversation they had with Chad, I think Saturday? A private conversation that they had with Chad Saturday, and oof, is this guy coping? I won't say much else, because more is going to come from it, I think. But again, like, everyone Chad thinks is a friend is, like, just telling on Chad. I just got a Venmo from Tiffany. Tiff. I doxed her. I told everybody her name's Tiffany. And this must mean she wants a square because it's quite a hefty sum of dollars. Are we having a square, Tiff? Tiff, are we having a square? Which square could you pick that can make this look a little better? Can you pick one that'll fix it? Can you pick one that'll fix it? And here's Bob Levy for life, too, and I'll count $100 Canadian dollars as $100 American. Pick a square, Bob Levy for life. Bob Levy for life doesn't pick squares. He doesn't do these games. Last time, remember when we had the match game? He's like, that's gay. That's gay. Tiff, pick one that's going to fix it. Pick a square that's going to fix it. Swamped at work, so I've been MIA and listening sporadically. I'm not 100% sure what's going on, but I see that you continue to masterfully troll and trigger Brennan, and now finally have Stuttering John in your crosshair, so here's some money for the war chest. All right, Tiff says 17. And what's 17? Okay, that's hair. It's going to be some hair. And is Bob Levy for Life can pick one as well if he wants, and we'll get two. Could flip over two of these. That's going to upset John. They made $800 today off my son. Again, I just want to see the email to YouTube that he has to send where he's like, they have my boy on the wall. And then YouTube's like, our AI did not detect any boys on walls. You saying my beautiful baby girl's not a boy? You saying my beautiful baby girl's not a boy? All right, Tiff says she wants 20, not 17. Bob Levy for Life, you want a square? 20's a good one because I think 20 will get rid of that cheek divot. 20's going to get rid of that smile line. So that's pretty good. I charge $300 for goofing on my son. No, that's the beauty of it is that, you know, Stuttering John hates seeing people make money. So, first of all, I have permission to do this. Stuttering John did a video after we all met up for the thing in Atlantic City. John said, okay, Tiff, you got to pick two squares for Bob Levy for Life. We'll do 17 and 20. Patrick's good at making his pay pigs to pay out more. Make Stut Joe seethe. Yeah, but that is a major component of it. I'm not, you know, again, do I like the money? I love money. But, you know, it really is the combination of the package. So we're going to do 20 and 18 for Tiff. This is going to really change the face. This is really going to change the face here. Oh, fucking boy. Okay. Somehow it got a little better. Right? I think 20 was a key one because it, the dimples. Maybe both. Maybe 17, maybe 18 and 20 fixed the dimples. So I kind of like that. Thank you. Thank you for fixing that up. I appreciate that. Bob Levy for Life with another 50. Squares are homosexual. Let the chat vote for me. Squares are homosexual. Bob Levy for... What's wrong with my pen today? I cannot write. And then Tiff. Oh, boy. And I'm drawing on squares I printed last week. This is new scrap paper I got. Squares. Duplicates. You know what I'll be doing, too? I'll send... At the end of the... When we're done with the wall, anybody who wants a square, who wants a piece of Melendez's baby boy's face can have one. For the cost of postage, I'll fold you up a square and I'll mail it to you. You too can have a part And then everybody comes together for Hackamania, and you bring your piece of Stuttering John's son's face, and we put them all together, and it's like an AIDS quilt. Get it? Because he's gay!
Things are going great, and they're only getting better. I'm doing all right, getting good grades. The future's so bright.
I gotta wear shades. These are not cheap pens. These are not cheap pens. How dare you?
From my life. It's not of a tragic nature. It's not of a scary nature. In my opinion, these are some of the greatest memories of Easter from my childhood and my existence. And hopefully you're building these same type of memories with you and your children or your family members. And even if you're alone.
Is Michael Ray Bauer ever going to have a family, a baby? You know, come on. All right, now this is what we're doing now. We're all pitching in for squares. Here's another 50 with Bob's second chat. Does that count as one? I don't know. It's Canadian money. I don't know. This feels yicky. It's like a Tiff gave 20, so I'm going to give 22. And if somebody else gives 64, then we have enough for a square. No! Maybe. I might get up and do a 13. Maybe. What is $100 Canadian? Let's see. It's $73. It's $73. What would John do? John would go, no, it's 200. It's 200 if it's Canadian. Squares are gay.
It's okay, because we're alone together. I'm in my little studio apartment hallway.
Chad and Michael Ray Bauer had the same Easter. So we're alone? We don't have any family?
Talking to you guys, because I love most of you. The other people, you know, they just want to bring you down. They want to, you know, prank you.
Prank you? That's how you know you have good friends. You're getting pranked.
Want to have an agenda against you in the skies of friendship and support. But hey, you block those people and you realize the truth about them and you move along.
You never get a new computer and you never, ever, ever do videos.
So let's get into it. These are my favorite Easter memories. And do me a favor, guys. Hit the like button. Subscribe button. Consider becoming a member. Appreciate you.
People are saying the hairline is fascinating. It's all dye. His whole problem is he doesn't know how to dye his hair. He just like brushes it on. He's got white beard. His beard is completely white. It's gone completely white. Look down here. This is white hair. You can see it. He stops dyeing it here to like give some impression of a neckline. But again, his whole beard's white. You see the hairs. And then he always does like a widow's peak. He paints it on his head. You can literally see that's his scalp, not his hair. He's painted on a widow's peak. And his eyebrows are in a darker stage right now. He dyes all of it. It's all dyed. But what's funny is his whole beard's white and he dyes like a chin strap to try to make it look like he's got a jawline. But it's like, we see all the white hair, Michael. It's not a good look.
Really do. Hopefully I earn it. But these are my fondest Easter memories.
These are my fondant Easter memories.
Hopefully today will be one of them. I'm supposed to visit with my brother post you know, rehabbing his addiction in like an outpatient house. He's still alive. Thank the graces of the Lord. And
yeah, thank God your brother's still alive to contribute to society. Thank God your brother's still alive to rot in a facility. By the grace of God, my brother's able to wake up every day, do nothing, and go to bed. Thank God we're keeping him alive. Why? We don't need no brother. Let that motherfucker burn. Burn, motherfucker. Do you get his stuff if he dies? You should let him die. Do you get all of his stuff? So it's pretty sweet. My brother's still alive.
But it's a rainy day. It's really wet and rainy out here.
I might not go.
So who knows if he'll show up. But hopefully I have a good Easter memory. So here we go. I forget the actual age I was. I was somewhere probably around 5 or 6 years of age. My mother was not around at this moment. But I remember Easter baskets from previous years.
Ooh.
What do you get when you guzzle down sweets?
And you would always pick your favorite candies and what you like from the Easter basket. And no wonder I got diabetes too nowadays.
Kids are stupid.
It's all the dang Easter candy. Well, it's everything plus the Easter candy.
Yeah, it's probably all the chizitzas. It was probably all the chizitzas, too. Remember when he ordered that Ninja Turtle pizza and wanted to save the box? I wonder if he orders a cheat chizitza if he'll nail that box to the wall and be like, it's a pretty cool box. It's a pretty cool box.
I remember Easter baskets, and I remember fruit Easter baskets.
Fruit Easter baskets.
With a little bit more fruit than candy.
My mom used to make them with just some melon slices and fresh mango.
But I always like the candy ones.
There's no fruit Easter baskets. That's an edible arrangement. Sometimes I got the Easter basket that had like the sticks with pieces of honeydew and pineapple and a card. That's a thank you edible arrangement. He's confusing edible arrangements and Easter baskets. I like the candy ones. Nobody ever gave their kid an Easter basket with apples. That isn't an Easter basket.
And then there was one year, and I think I was 5 or 6 years of age, and I knew my dad was struggling, you know, to pay the bills and
just kumquats and cashews. That was my favorite basket.
And stuff like that, because he always had, especially since, you know, my mother was not around at that exact moment. But looking back, I knew that he was struggling. I didn't have an Easter basket that year. But what I did remember was
my dad gave me a bunch of candy and a carburetor and said, here, fish it out.
My dad created Easter bunny ears. And I think the night before, the morning of, he made like a fruit candy, like with apples and cinnamon.
This is the poorest Christmas ever. One year we couldn't afford a basket. So my dad made homemade candy out of apple and cinnamon.
And sugar and whatever else he had.
We just took a little bit of soy sauce and some crumbled up wrappers from a Werther's Original.
And he created like the outline of bunny ears and a bunny face, like out of cardboard or something. And he taped it to the window behind the curtains.
The candy?
So when the sun comes up, you get the shadow of like the ears of a bunny.
What the fuck?
And I woke up expecting an Easter basket because I believe I've had, you know, one of them years prior.
This is getting sad. I woke up expecting an Easter basket because I had had one years prior.
And I didn't have an Easter basket.
Fuck.
But I saw the Easter bunny ears, and then there was a plate of like the apple cinnamon treat.
And there was a crazy straw inside of a can of 10W-40.
But he made me. And I was always afraid of that window because that window was in an area of our apartment that, like, I cut my hand on that window.
Oh, look at that cut.
You know, busting it open years later.
What the fuck? Hold on. He woke up and there was Easter rabbit ears in a window, but he was scared of the window because he cut himself years later? How could you be afraid of something now if you cut yourself on it years later?
But,
that's a big cut. That's a big cut. That's like every one of my ex-girlfriend's arms.
I never liked that window because it was like in a little dark area.
Look at that cut. Look at that scar. I mean, that's not nothing. Is he a cutter? To write love on her arms.
Yeah, with a little bit of sunlight near a little alley. So I think my dad knew I wouldn't go near that window.
Why were you scared? What, Mike? You know,
but I saw the
Why were you scared of the lights?
These lights will guide me home. Outline of the bunny, and I saw the plate of the apples and cinnamon sugar, and I ate it up. But I never opened up the curtains to see if it was like a fake bunny.
I never knew if it was a real bunny back there or not. I was always scared to ask.
My dad told me later that day, he goes, yep, the bunny spirit is always with you.
And that's why we were poor.
You know, the Easter bunny spirit's always with you.
At five, his dad knew he was a poor. Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. Like he, and then he got a job in Hollywood and supported his whole fucking family.
Sometimes at Easter, my parents would get me fruit pantish. Praise the Lord.
I ate so much sugar candy, I had the
bubble guts. The bubble guts. The bubble guts. Rockin' to
Easter.
And he gave you, you know, whatever treat he had. It just stuck with me. My dad went out of his way.
He used to squeeze the pus out of one of his sore toes and put that on a cookie sheet and mix in a little yeast, and that would he called them toe cookies. And then he would pass around an offering plate, and then he called those steel toe cookies.
With having no money to give me a good Easter with some sweets or some treats.
He made apple candy. Bless his fucking heart. Right, Skinny Tooth?
Bless his heart. Bless his heart.
And he told me a story like the Easter Bunny, his soul is with me.
Whenever I looked down and saw only one set of droppings, I knew that's when the Easter Bunny carried me.
You know, forever. Like, it's just one of those beautiful things. And then many years later, we had a Easter egg hunt at a park called Valley Plaza. And we painted the Easter eggs and all that other stuff. And we were going to hide them. I was a part of the committee to hide the eggs for the other kids.
Bauer hid them all in his fridge. I hid most of them in my esophagus, Dad. Where's all the eggs? He just got pockets full of eggshells. I don't know. The Easter Bunny went that way.
To do the egg hunt. And I hit him too good.
We had omelets for weeks.
I hit him in my mouth.
Exactly. Whoa.
But I hit him too good.
I'll do the jokes.
Because...
They're still in there. That's why I talk like this.
None of my
some of them are still lost to this day. Seven teams of children and one Chilean minor have gone in looking. Several people have never made it out.
Four eggs were found. And then the kids were like, there's supposed to be like 24 eggs or something like that that can be found, you know? Like each egg comes with something special from the park. And then they were having a carnival and rides and stuff in the next month or so. And none of my eggs got found. And then the counselors and the people that were running it were like, where are the other four eggs? And I'm like, I think they're my eggs. And they're like, where'd you put them?
I mixed ham and cheese in with them and made a Denver omelet.
I put them behind cars in the parking lot, like by the tires on the adjacent side of the park when I was supposed to do it in a certain area. And they were like, what the heck? You guys said hide the eggs.
Whoa. Say that again?
You guys said hide the eggs. What the heck? You guys said hide the eggs. What the heck? You guys said hide the eggs. What the heck? You guys said hide the eggs. What the heck? You guys said hide the eggs. And they were like, what the heck? You guys said hide the
eggs. Jesus Christ. Ah, life's too fun, man. Life's too fun. What the heck? You guys should hide the eggs.
The parking lot, in my mind, they said hide it in the park. I figured parking lot is part of the park.
Ah, the things we do for our kids.
So it's just one of those memories that sticks out to me. Like, just
he had to make a video. This is called my epic Easter story. My epic Easter story.
Really, really funny. Then we had an arcade in that neighborhood called Malibu Castle, and they had an Easter egg hunt. And this is the years where I'm really getting into video games. I used to walk. You know, my dad would give me like $5 in allowance to take out the trash and do stuff like that. He'd give me whatever money he had.
My dad would give me one piece of apple candy every week I did my chores. And I quickly realized that the apple candy was so hard and flavorless that all the arcade games thought it was a quarter. So I would just break off pieces of apple candy and put it in the machines.
Plus, I would take aluminum cans. I'd pick up aluminum cans and metal pieces and sell them to rent video games at the local video store. And I would do whatever I can to get a couple of dollars, you know, to play video games, watch movies, and to go to Malibu Castle.
Malibu Castle. Hello.
Patrick, you're going to rot in hell, dude.
Me?
There's one thing ripping on Stuttering John. You can't. This guy, Mike, you got to back off. Way over the line, man. This is too much.
What did I do?
Listen, you know what you're doing, man. Come on.
What are you talking about?
This guy is not Stuttering John. This is a different game. It's funny as hell, no question. But you got to back off, man.
You talking about Michael Ray Bauer? You got to tell me what you're talking about.
Yeah, Bauer.
We're not even making fun of him. I'm trying to get him a computer.
No, I know that, but he ain't going for it. You tried the computer all last week. It's, you know, look, I get it. All right? No question about it.
Are you a nanorpuss?
No. Mm-hmm. No, I'm just a fan of the show. Like I said, it's funny as hell. There's no question about it, but this is an easy target. That, you know, I see where you're bridging. But seriously, you got a rotten hell, dude. It's too much.
You're full Nanorpuss!
You can call me the Nanorpuss.
Thank you. We'll take it under advisement. And we did, and we decided to keep going.
Bali sa tala mo or I ubed mi in a show watching wa kapo ki arapa and our shirt, you know, as performs will be a very least so they would a chikuwe a parkar performer. I always knows what Melton is talking about. Again, I suppose. Yeah, and I've got a family. I got a whole that folk like Schniggy. It's currently tied up in the basement.
I too have a fuck pillow.
I love that they're like, he's like, Bowers too far. Go back to Stuttering John, his trans nightmare. Hello?
You making fun of retards on my watch, boy?
I would never.
I'm going to come get you. You only make fun of trannies on this show.
Yes, sir.
You're going to like the way you look.
I guarantee it.
But I used to walk from the apartment. I need to start walking again a little bit more.
He did one walkie-talkie. He did one walkie-talkie after all that promising. Every week he was going to do one.
I've been struggling with that. I'm on some new medications. That's a story for another day. But yeah, so I used to walk to the Malibu Castle, even with only $2 to play arcade games. So I'd have to be very meticulous about the arcade games I was going to play for my $2 or whatever I had. So I would always like pick unique games. But so this year, Malibu Castle decided to do an egg hunt with gifts. And they were going to have all different types of eggs. They were going to have prizes in the eggs. And the top prize, well, there was like three top prizes. The top prize.
There were three top prizes.
Which was like unlimited tokens for a year. Then I think the second place prize was a $100 bill.
Look at his face. $100 bill. Yay!
$100 bill! Guys, we got millions of $100 bills!
Oh, wow. I just did this bit earlier from the Goonies.
No, it's not fake. Sorry.
Wow.
Goonies just went in there.
Sorry, guys. I just like to do characters and riff. That's just part of the Bauer magic.
My pa said if I wanted Easter treats, I had to sell my anus for stardom.
I, too, sold my anus for stardom.
If Jake Hudson stole his sold his anus for stardom, they'd bring it back. This one stinks. This one smells rough.
And second prize was like, I believe it was like a $100 bill. And then third place was like, I think it was probably like $20. But then
there were three top prizes.
All of the other eggs had those little prizes that you buy with the tickets at the arcade, the little tickets. And some of them had, you know, the coins, the tokens to play the games. But it was an amazing, like, I wanted the first place prize because I didn't have a lot of money. And I wanted unlimited, gameplay tokens for a year. And I'm like, that was like the greatest prize I've ever seen in my life. Beyond, I think they were.
Beyond rent or a career. I'd probably sell my whole place now for unlimited tokens. Because if I had unlimited tokens, I wouldn't need a place to live. I could just live at the arcade.
We're probably selling a Nintendo system for like 800 million tickets. That nobody could ever seem to get, you know, that you would always look at the price and go, 800 million tickets. I can't get that Nintendo. You're like, I got 45. Oh, you can get the Chinese finger trap.
That's how they keep you poor. They keep you buying the junky little prizes. They don't want you to save up. They don't want you to save up for the big ones.
For like 50. Oh, just memories.
Chinese finger trap.
But so we did, and then this Malibu Castle not only had arcade games, it had a golf cart.
Hold on, Malibu Castle sounds like something that comes with Barbie.
My dad, the meat maniac, had to get real creative at Easter. He'd roll some bull testicles and pork cracklings and called them candy eggs.
Candy.
He cut up little pieces of liver and paint them with testers, with military model paint, and called them Skittles.
Skittles.
But we were happy.
Mírame, mi amor. Mi amor, look at me. Notice me, mi amor. Ay, 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 putos.
Ay, ay, ay.
And it used to, before they tore it down, it had a, where you slide in the water, a water slide. You see how my brain works? But they had a lot of areas to hide on the golf court, the mini golf court, to hide all these eggs. So the golden egg was the unlimited tokens. And then I forget the actual colors, but like the other ones were probably like the green, $100 was the green egg. And then maybe the blue egg was the $20. And then most of the other eggs were yellow or white with no other colors. So we start going searching, you know, for the eggs once the hunt started. And we only had, I think it was like 20 minutes to do the egg hunt. So get to the point, Mikey!
Jesus!
But we're searching, and then there was one location that weeks prior, I sat down. For some reason, a week or two prior, I sat down and I looked at this area and I go, that's an interesting like hiding spot. Like if you wanted to hide money, if your pants pockets weren't working.
If your pants pockets weren't working? Anybody ever woken up and they look down at their pants pockets and they're out of commission that day? Ah, fuck, where am I going to hide all my stuff now? My pants pockets aren't working. If your pants pockets aren't working.
And I go, that's an interesting like hiding spot. Like if you wanted to hide money.
Your pants pockets can't break. They can only become stairs. Get it?
If your pants pockets weren't working. It's like I saw like this little cave area behind one of the golf holes, you know, on the tower or the creation, you know, where you put the ball in, whatever it was. But it was a tower. It was actually a tower, like a castle. And it had this one little area that was actually open. The rest of the castle, like windows, were closed. But somewhere way in the back, literally, there was one window. There was an actual window or like a little cave area. And I was like, oh, I could put a wallet in there, you know, like.
You don't have any money. I could put a wallet in there. Yeah, if you ever get one and don't want it anymore.
Or something like that. Because sometimes I had too much stuff in my pockets and I always wanted to play somewhere safely.
What in the fuck is he talking about?
Buy lockers from the golf place. You know, they were like, I don't know, probably 25 cents for the day. But I didn't want to waste that token. But I saw this spot, like near this castle. I think it was probably hole number 9 or something like that.
Hole number 9. That's Kate Meany's mom's name. How you like that stuttering, John?
If you pay me, I will come. I don't do anything for free.
And it's really, I never saw it many years prior playing golf, whatever, but long story short. So we start the Easter egg hunt and I immediately remembered that spot. And most of the kids right away, oh, they start looking, you know, I'm like,
fucking idiots.
I go, 'cause I was going to hide like a wallet or my keys because my pants pockets sometimes were broken or ripped.
Broken or ripped? How do you break a pants pocket? Citizen M says you joke, but it's the worst. That's why I switched to using solar-powered pockets. Yeah, as long as the sun's out, nothing can fall out of them. You know, smart.
Early in my life, I had to learn how to use my wiping and wall-banging sticks as both toys and as self-defense weapons. It was worth it in the end.
I forgot.
The only time I gave up my man snatch was when I wanted to experiment with my bios.
I forgot.
I too experimented with butts.
I forgot that he had a wall banging stick. Remember when he's like, I gotta keep making noise to get the mic to work.
That's your damn pants. You hold it, Sharon, pocketing.
I get it, buddy.
Did someone say buddy?
I
too am the son of siblings.
Bobby for Life says, I don't know if it's just me, but I kind of feel bad for Fat Ray. This is depressing me. See? Bobby for Life almost has enough for another square now. With his Canadian doubloons.
So I immediately went to that spot. And I kid you not,
the blue within egg.
3 minutes, I had the golden egg. I got a golden egg. I got a golden egg. I got a golden egg.
And look what it's done for you. Look at you now. Look at you now. No one could ever take that weekend away from you. The weekend you got unlimited tokens.
Golden egg. And I'm taking a year of tokens. And then I just started running. I got the golden egg. And then they had an announcer on a PA system. And he's like, what? Come here. And I did. And he's like, and then.
Nothing is as funny. Nothing you're about to hear is funny at all.
It happened so quickly that here's what happened. So they let the Easter egg hunt go. But then after it ended, the people that were working, like the president or the managers or whatever.
The president was there. Air Force One. The first bunny was there.
Whatever. They're like, stay around, you know. They're going to give me my little prize, write my name down, take my picture so I'll get unlimited tokens. But they started asking me questions. They're like, do you know a person that works here? Are you involved? Are you a family member or a friend of a person that works here? You know, they're starting to investigate me like that I had pre-knowledge of the golden egg's whereabouts.
It's the McMillian scandal all over again.
So that was kind of intense. That was my first iteration of being interrogated for a golden egg.
They were like, bend over. We need to make sure you didn't sneak any in.
They didn't find anything. And I told them the story. They're like, how did you know? Like, it was there so quickly. I go, because a couple weeks prior, my pants pocket broke. I was playing a video game, one of those games that you had to sit down. And, like, when you stand up, it had, like, something that was attached to the game. When I got out of the game, like, it ripped my pants pockets.
This is the third mention of wardrobe malfunctions, pants pockets ripping, pants pockets broken. No, one of the games, whenever you played it, it would rip your pockets. What?
You had to sit down. They didn't find anything. And I told them the story. They're like, how did you know? Like,
this is starting to sound like the Nickelodeon thing. They took me in the back room. They made me take all my clothes off. They called it an audition. I had to face the wall and grab my ankles. I had to sing until all the eggs fell out of my ash. Then they slimed me and they said, you've got the part.
It was there so quickly. I go, good. A couple weeks prior, my pants pocket broke. I was playing a video game, one of those games that you...
My pants pocket broke. It's the third time he's talked about it being broken. You know, sometimes your pockets break.
You had to sit down.
Pants pockets.
Flat pockets.
And
he puts so much food in his pockets, they rot. They rot. They pair up with the cotton fibers, and it causes it to rot. His whole pockets are just full of tater tots, like it's Napoleon Dynamite. Tot pocket.
Flat pockets.
And, like, when you stand up, it had, like, something that was attached to the game. When I got out of the game, like, it ripped my pants pockets.
When I got out of the game, it ripped my pants.
And I had nowhere to put my keys in my wallet.
And then I remember I wanted to get a locker, but I didn't have the money. And I could have asked one of you guys to, you know, watch over my wallet, but I didn't trust anybody. So I remember that later in that day, I just sat down because there was a little bench near that little tower. There's a little bench
here. He's already told this story.
And I go, I saw it. So when this egg hunt started, I immediately went to it because I remembered it. And they're like, so after a while, they're like, yeah.
He does have broken pockets. His story checks out.
Either I'm a good enough actor, which if I'm a good enough actor, I should be working right now. That's honesty.
Wow. If I'm a good enough actor, I should be working right now. True.
But, yep. So that's what happened. So I got the golden egg. So I had unlimited tokens for a year. But the sad part was every time you want to play a game, you know, they would give you like only a certain amount of tokens a month. There was a bunch of stipulations with it. I was thinking, you know, like every day I could go there every weekend or whatever, and then I'll get unlimited. No, it was like unlimited tokens for a year. But there was a limit to the unlimited per month. It was like 300, I think, per month.
It's like that time I won a lifetime supply of Irish Spring, and they tried to tell me a lifetime supply was 500 bars. And I was like, have you seen me? Every time I bathe, I lose 3 or 4 bars up my ass. They're slippery. They go up there like suppositories. I'll tell you what a lifetime supply of soap is.
And some of the games at that point were starting to take 2 tokens. But still, I mean, I won it. It was pretty fantabulous. I played a lot of games. I ended up beating, and I just posted about this the other day. I ended up beating, what can I think of the name now? Dragon's Lair.
Do you ever try to go back to that arcade and see if your dad might be living in one of those machines like Tron? The Indiana Jones machine? Papa? Papa?
Around that time. And I think they had Space Ace. No, that came out years later.
Space Ace. Is there a worse thing for him to try to pronounce? I think they had Space Ace. I'm sorry, Spaz Ass? Space Ace.
Later. But I beat Dragon's Lair because of that. I tried to beat Space Harrier, you know, using all those tokens, and I never could. And I played a bunch of those games, man. And it was a great year.
One of the best of my life. Don't ever take that away from me.
It's that Malibu Castle. But there's my coolest, fondest Easter memories from my childhood. And please let me know your stories below. Hopefully they're quicker than mine, or you know how to phrase it or put out words better than mine. But whatever your
Jesus Christ
favorite Easter memories are, I hope you relive them through me telling my story, and I hope you all have a beautiful Easter Sunday.
Space Ace. All right, well, he's wrapping up. He's saying goodbye, so he does have 4 minutes left. You know how Bauer works.
A lot of people going to eat ham tonight.
A lot of people going to eat ham tonight. A lot of people going to eat ham. I'm going to go ham.
I don't appreciate that you're going to eat my peoples.
Tommy want wingy.
You get it, pigs, peoples. Bad jokes. But that being said, I love you guys. Thanks for tuning in, being a part of this channel, and being a part,
he loves you guys,
part of the community that I'm trying to figure out to make a community of love, empathy, and respect. And beyond all my anxiety, my fears, and every time I post something that is a little sensitive, or I always want to like delete it.
Emotional damage.
You know, like, because I'm not proud of everything that I post and create. And it's just, I want more, you know? And I'm just not able to always give or do more or do better.
I wonder why.
So I feel some sort of way.
I hate when people feel some sort of way. I like when people say that out loud. So I was feeling some sort of way. Way to say nothing.
Turmoil happens, or a lot of publicity or whatever comes, man, I
well, we're waiting.
I freak out even worse. And I just want to disappear. It's tough to feel this way because I never felt this way growing up as a kid that I can remember. But the truth is, the older you get, the realness of who you actually are come out.
The older you get, the realness of who you actually are comes out. I think there's some truth to that. The older you get, the realness of who you actually are comes out. I think what he's trying to say is like, the older you get, you can't run away from truth. You know, like Steel Toe every day has to convince himself and April that the show's bigger than ever and going well. Donkey Lips seems like he's starting to realize like, oh, maybe I will never be a Tom Cruise type.
And I was able to sustain all of this stuff when I was younger because I was a little bit more busybodied and doing a lot more things to where now I'm doing a lot less. Therefore, the feelings come out even further.
Oh, hi, Mark.
And quicker and easier and harder. But this is who I am, and I got to accept it.
This is me.
But I appreciate the people that accept the way I am, that I have to stay away from evil things and evil people and evil agendas.
Huh?
And I don't want to make anybody my focal point or use them for content or this or that, because I think everybody deserves to be left alone if they so choose.
He's another one of these guys. Like, if we talk about him, we're not leaving him alone. You don't have to watch this, man.
So for the people that are constantly telling me things or making content about me.
Oh, no.
I hope you can respect the fact that I'm asking you. Leave me alone.
I don't like the look
but
of
hey,
it.
But hey, we know you're not going to. I am a public figure.
We are not going to.
It's definitely a no for me, dog.
So do what you will. But I don't have to be along for the ride. I love you guys. Thank you, everybody.
That's the problem is, like, you're not along for the ride, and you're not getting any of the money. I'm saying come for the ride. Come for the ride. We want you as part of the ride. We want you as part of the ride.
Thank you for truly supporting and being there for me, and I really appreciate this community and a lot of you amazing people that are in my life. You are much needed, and I'm eternally grateful. Have a beautiful Easter, and I'll see you on the next video. If there's any stories to spark my imagination that you would like to hear about, please let me know in the comments below. And if it's something good that I want to talk about, hopefully I can do that.
What are the? Is anybody sharing Easter stories with him? He's like, share your Easter stories in the comments. We'd love to hear about your favorite video systems you got as a kid. Nobody's talking. Look, happy Easter, happy Easter. Hi, Michael, brother. Your speech impediment is low key today. You sound great. What if you had to be Michael Ray Bauer, Ray DeVito, or Chad Zumach, who would you be? If you had to be one of those people, who would you be? Who be you be? I don't know. I don't know. Quick reminder about Hackamania. Ticket prices are up. Ticket prices are $129.99 now. But you can get tickets 20% off using promo code NLO at Hackamania.com. General admission tickets, $129 now, but 20% off brings it down to $104, just a little more than they were last week. Promo code NLO. Grab your tickets today. And again, announcement coming up for Hackamania soon. I can't even say anything. A big announcement for Hackamania coming up soon. I'm excited about it. Again, sometimes opportunities arise and you take advantage of them. And I think we are. And I think it'll be good for the event. I think this is going to be great. Again, I can't say anything yet. But details, changes, new stuff for the Hackamania coming up soon. Make sure to grab your tickets. It's going to be a fun event, man. It's going to be a really good time. I've talked to all the participants again. The only one who's not promoting it is Ray. Ray has graphics. Ray has his own YouTube channel spelled wrong in his crawler at the bottom of his show. It's missing letter. So Ray's kind of helpless. I can't help it out. Ray has graphics and stuff to plug. Like, I know he said it. He did say promo code Ray last night, Hackamania. All the shows have promo codes. You know, part of this is just basic tracking of who's selling. So Carl has a promo code. I have a promo code. Tukey has a promo code. And again, this is just basic marketing. We're trying to see who's selling tickets. And we know it ain't Ray. I can't with this Ray. And Liam. Ray told Liam that we were watching his comedy, and he's like, I don't get it, because you're like a great comic. And then Liam's like, I'm not. And we're like, he's not. All right, we're turning over square 13. I'm not doing this again. We're going to do it one time. We're going to turn over square 13 for Chris Hall. But Chris Hall, you're not going on the list. You know, first of all, 50 Canadian, and then you don't even do it through the super tip system. I'm not mad. I'm just disappointed, you know? Handsome fella coming up.
It's the Great Space Retard Coaster. Get on board. It's the Great Space Retard Coaster. Let's explore.
It's the Great Space Retard Coaster. Get on board. It's the Great Space Retard Coaster. Let's explore. Snora the Explorer. Thank you very much to who's the EP today? Brian Johnson. I don't even think he's here. I don't think he's watching, but, you know, hi to Brian Johnson and his lovely wife. They're coming to Hackamania. That'll be fucking amazing. We'll see you there. All the high rollers. Of course, we couldn't do March without you. You made March. You know? So we couldn't do that without you. And you might be saying to yourself, Patrick, it's you got 43 minutes left. Why are you wrapping up? Because I am. Several shows went over 5 hours last week. I don't owe you anything. I might leave here in 2 minutes. I'm just prepping for it. I'm not kidding. This is making me ill to look at. Stuttering John's kids are bad enough, you know? the boy, the girl, half and half. This is disgusting. It's getting gross to look at. It really, it nauseates me to my core. To my core. And we know he's going to go live about it. I couldn't match that up better if I tried. I'm telling you, I had no idea the faces aligned like that. Look at it. Look at it. Look at it. She's confused. He's confused. I'm confused. Look at it. I don't know which way it should go. I don't know. Look at it. It looks worse in person, I bet. I bet it does. I bet it does. I bet his whole face looks like it's... You know how you can tell when somebody has, like, implants? I bet the whole person looks like that. Is this fake? Is this fake? Fatty Patty just wants work. No. He knows what he did. He knows what he did. He has to say I'm sorry to me. He has to apologize to me. Also, this is not an insult. This is not an attack. He said we could do it. We got back from August. He said, I don't care if you make fun of my children. He said he doesn't care anymore. He told Tukey and me and everybody he doesn't care. He said he doesn't care. And if he doesn't care, why should I care? It's a fact. It's a fact. So, yeah, is this disgusting to look at? Yes. But it's gross. It's gross in the mind. It's gross in the spirit. But at least you didn't make it. At least it's not your kid. At least you're not responsible for the disaster. At least you didn't neglect it and fail to water this plant as it grew from a young sapling. Nourish it, replenish it, be there for it. When the strong winds came, when the erosion hit, and the streams tried to uproot it, you weren't there, John. You weren't there. So now the tree looks all fucked up. Some leaves coming out of parts that shouldn't even have leaves. Barely in the ground. Weak, a withered old root penis. It's a gross thing you've managed to bring into the world. But one out of three ain't bad, John. One out of three grew into what they were supposed to be. One of them is still confused, and the other one, I heard you're going to be a grandpapa. I heard you're gonna be a grandpapa. I don't like the look of it.
I don't like the look of it.
But I heard you're gonna be a grandpapa. The odds of having a trans and a gay is astronomical. Not when you're stuttering John. Not when you're a horrible parent who makes it all about himself. Not when you're a horrible, talentless parent who's left abusing a wife and family to the point that they question who they are and where they belong and what they have to offer the world. And then before long, we're staring at whatever this is with a weird taste left in our mouth. Is that a Melendez? She wishes she was. He wishes he was. You sound like Steel Toe now. I know. I got to get out of here, huh? It's a Monday with Mazer Day, too. So we might be back a little later with the old snipe sessions. But Chad's done two shows in a row. Does he have it in him to do three? I don't know. Tomorrow, we're going to get back into the fats. We have ignored the fats for far too long. Ghost of Mr. P says, Shuley and Bob, special guests at Hackamania. Wow. Big if true. Big if true. Big if true, though. I know the ghost of Mr. P doesn't see eye to eye with me and agree with everything I say, but I'm not just a two-timing lying fuck. You think behind the scenes, Shuli and I have patched everything up and Shuli's going to be at Hackamania? He said he apologized to me 7 times. I haven't heard once. Again, you know, there's clippers. I haven't heard anybody clip an apology to me. Hey, buddy. Hey, buddy. All right, I'm going to get out of here a little early. You know, we got a show tomorrow. We're going to have if you thought Twinkie meatloaf and apple candy Easter baskets were sad, wait until you see. Wait until you see. No. Shuli and Bob are not. I'm canceling if they're coming. First of all, you're a bitch. You're a bitch, Willie Hopscotch. I'm canceling if they're coming. Okay. What will we do? We're going to have to rearrange the whole event. Willie Hopscotch might cancel. Willie Hotspot might not. Hotspot? Billy Sasquatch might not come. Yeah, we're going to have to rearrange all the tables now. We're going to have to rethink the entire refreshment station, if that's the case. Willie Babs bitch isn't? Willie Fatwa's not? Okay. Can you still get Liam? Oh, that's the thing, too. I told this Saturday night. Liam was never invited by anyone. He lied about all of it. Liam was never... Hey, Ray, you still think your friend's a cool guy? Liam was never invited to be on WATP. This was Liam's whole thing. I'm going to be out there anyway. I'm a guest on WATP at Hackamania, so I'll be a guest on Ray's show at Hackamania. He invited himself to all of it. He lied. He was never... I talked to Carl. Carl's like, I don't know what the fuck that guy's talking about. Carl never invited you to be on WATP. Ray invited Liam. Yeah, I know. But Ray invited Liam to be on Ray's show. And Liam said, I'm already going to be there anyway doing WATP. He wasn't. Carl doesn't know what the fuck he's talking about. He wasn't on WATP. What a fucking liar. And then he makes a giant deal about not coming. Yeah, sorry, I'm not going because Melton talked to me like that. We don't know who you are. No one invited you. WATP doesn't know what you're talking about. Carl said he was never on the show. I don't know what he's talking about. Liam sucks. Liam's a fat, soft nudge. He sucks. And he lies? You're not on shit. I'm upset. All right, we're going to get out of here. And if you don't like it, ask me if I give any kind of a fuck.
Your manner is most unbecoming of a gentleman. Would you be high on cigarettes?
I don't know if the comedy hasn't hit them yet. They're full-blown retarded or just high on cigarettes.
A question posed to stupid hoes who don't get it yet. Excuse me, miss. Are you high on cigarettes? I don't know if the comedy hasn't hit them yet. They're full-blown retarded or just high on cigarettes. All the laughter that you deploy if you listen to the show, boy. Patrick Melton faces. Have you stacking that low point? It's the low point, not the reason. The reason is fucking gold. That'll make the taco pony party be a party of soul. To make you vandalize a van with a pedal sticker so bold. The family probably get arrested before they get down the road. Or stupid motherfuckers just got NL loaned. Other radio shows are straight bitch male prone. Talk shit on the onion.